Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number is 877-726-8255. And for your convenience, you can call during the program. You know, should you be hearing the program in real time and you have a question, you can call 877-726-8255. But to make it easier for people all over the country who listen to the program in all manner of times and even listen to our podcast, you can call 877-726-8255. Say it again. 877-726-8255 anytime during the week and record a question. So, all right, we're one of the themes of this program is the mismatch between our diet and our biological heritage. We evolved over hundreds of thousands of years to consume certain foods, and then within a historical blink of an eye, within the last 100 years, we've introduced all manner of faux foods, unnatural foods, foods that our system is not accustomed to handling. And the result has been all kinds of degenerative diseases that we haven't seen in the past. Now, life in paleo times was no picnic because we had to contend with famines and disease, wild animals, infections, and life was strenuous. We were subject to extremes of climate and parasites, and modern sanitation and the heating and cooling of our homes has made life easier. And then, of course, the advent of medical interventions, that, too, has solved a lot of our disease problems. But a new category of diseases has arrived on the scene, and these are the degenerative diseases, metabolic disorders, many of which are related to lifestyle. So here's a suite of articles that talk about the harms induced by foods in the American diet. And I'll start out with a theme of pro-inflammatory foods. And this is actually something that I weighed in on in a recent newsletter article, because among the pro-inflammatory foods, sugar and ultra-processed foods, refined grains, seed oils, that fried foods, these are some of the things that promote inflammation. But included in that list is red meat. And I took issue with that, because actually there are many studies that suggest that red meat per se is not a cause of inflammation. It's just that when red meat is consumed in a supersized meat type diet, yeah, it's going to be pro-inflammatory. It's the poor quality meat, processed meat in many cases, on a bun with seed oil rich dressing or mayonnaise, sugar-infused ketchup, and the accompaniments of meat that make it a problem. But anyway, so we have an article here. Pervasiveness of inflammation-inducing foods in the American diet. And here's what they found, that overall 57% of U.S. adults have a pro-inflammatory diet. Okay, what are the criteria for that? They use something called the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index. It was a tool developed a decade ago that includes 45 dietary components, and they apply this to the diets of more than 34,000 adults, included in something called the NHANES survey. It's the largest dietary survey undertaken in the U.S. And so what they did is they looked at these folks and they assigned an inflammation score to these folks. 57% had a pro-inflammatory diet, right? Only 34% had an anti-inflammatory diet. 9% had neutral dietary inflammatory levels. So what are some of the things that combat inflammation, according to the DII, the Dietary Inflammatory Index? A diet consisting of whole grains, green leafy vegetables, and legumes, and fatty fish such as salmon and berries. This could have an anti-inflammatory effect. Positive interventions such as adding more garlic, ginger, turmeric, and green and black tea, all of which are anti-inflammatory, can help to push you more towards an anti-inflammatory place on the DII. But eating a lot of baked goods that are full of shortening, eating a lot of sugar, that's going to dramatically increase inflammation throughout your body. What does inflammation cause? Well, it causes problems like atherosclerosis. It even may lead to cancer. It can damage the brain, the kidneys, virtually every organ of the body, including the skin, making your appearance less cosmetically acceptable. These are the ravages of an inflammatory diet. All right, here's another one. Ultra-processed food consumption and the risk of gallstone disease. Well, we tend to think of, well, what is it that causes so many of Americans to undergo gallbladder surgery? It's one of the most common types of surgery that we do in America. And here's what they found. Ultra-processed food consumption was associated with the risk for gallstone disease. In particular, you know, you might think, well, it's about fat. You know, if you eat like a lot of bacon, or if you eat a lot of butter, if you eat full fat dairy, that will increase your risk of gallstone disease. Well, what they found is among the things that are causing gallstone disease, it was particularly consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages and even artificially sweetened beverages associated with higher risk for gallstone problems. They say ultra-processed foods are industrially formulated, often hyper-palatable, good word, hyper-palatable, ready-to-eat food products that are largely or completely derived from substances extracted from whole foods or additives. Cheap, readily available, they tend to be energy-dense. Poorer people consume more of them, hence they're more likely to have inflammation and gallbladder problems because they're cheap and ubiquitous. And sometimes it's harder to get fresh produce in so-called food deserts where poor people reside. They say additives, processing byproducts and contaminants may damage the microbiome, which has an impact on bile recirculation within the gut, which is one of the things that predisposes to gallbladder disease. So there you go. All right, finally, ultra-processed food intake and body mass index change among youths. Are our kids getting fatter because of ultra-processed foods? Indeed, they are. We evaluated the association, they say, between ultra-processed food intake and body mass index change in a large United States youth cohort. And what they found is that, indeed, kids are getting bigger. And there is a dramatic correlation between the consumption of ultra-processed foods which have become pervasive in the United States food system. So what are these foods? Annual BMI increases, body mass index increases, were associated with elevated intake of ultra-processed breakfast cereals, which are targeted to kids, savory snacks and ready-to-eat or ready-to-heat foods, especially pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. So that's what's happening on the U.S. healthcare front. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Right now, is Kamala trying to earn the dumb vote? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala Harris is pitching $25,000 for first-time homebuyers while trying to build millions of new homes with government funds, all while using small businesses as straw men. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's talk about exercise, because exercise, according to this study, is a very, very valid treatment for anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression are so pervasive in the society, and we expend a lot of time and energy on psychotherapy. But especially these days, you don't get a lot of reimbursement talking to people, right? Like, a lot of my psychologists and MSW friends say that it's tough working with the insurance companies. They want quick results, so they'll pay for 6 or 8 sessions, and then you're done. So good psychotherapy can help with depression and anxiety, but what mostly we're targeting when we deal with anxiety and depression, we're using drugs, and a very high percentage of Americans are taking anxiety medication. Many of these are addictive. It can increase the risk of falls in seniors, and can make people feel drowsy and sedated, and a little brain dead. And then there's antidepressant drugs, which work sometimes for anxiety and depression, but have a high rate of failure. So exercise. Headline, benefits of resistance exercise training and treatment of anxiety and depression. Okay, now, what's distinct about the study is that it didn't look at just running. It didn't look at cycling. It didn't look at swimming. These are aerobic exercises that I like to engage in. It looked at resistance exercise. And we're talking about bodybuilding type stuff, right? Well, that's stuff that we thought was relegated to jocks and muscle heads. But researchers publishing in Trends in Molecular Medicine out of the University of Limerick, yeah, I guess that's Ireland, but also in collaboration with Iowa State University, there's exciting evidence that resistance training may be an accessible alternative therapy to improve anxiety and depression, like more established therapies, while also improving other important aspects of health. So what they found is that, and I find that this is the case too, because, you know, I'll do some resistance training. I'll do it at least a couple of times a week, maybe 3 times. There are beneficial effects of resistance training, including improvements in insulin-like growth factor, cerebrovascular adaptations, and neural adaptations influenced by controlled breathing, which is inherent to resistance exercise. A little like yogic breathing, because you have to know how to breathe when you're lifting weights. They say there's substantial promise in investigating the mechanisms that may underlie these benefits, so that we can optimize prescription of resistance exercise for anxiety and depression. So, hey, you know, if you're feeling anxious and depressed, you know, do something in the gym or do something at home, even doing planks or wall squats. These are forms of resistance exercise that can have a beneficial effect on your mood. This item, and you know, we talked about this last hour in depth. Collagen is a thing, and I've come to the conclusion that collagen supplementation makes a lot of sense. I've begun including it in my personal regimen. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. It's collagen that keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, becoming wrinkly. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Also good for nails. Collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. Those synovial membranes, they need collagen. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free. That's two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. All right, so we're talking about exercise, and some of you can say, well, I'm too busy to exercise. I got the kids, I got the commute, I got the job, 9 to 5. Now they want me back in the office. That's the trend. No more working at home. So what if you're a weekend warrior? Well, I used to kind of disparage weekend warriors because I think that consistent training is important. So you need to hit at least a couple of days during the week to have good physical conditioning. But au contraire, says an article from Massachusetts General Hospital, weekend warrior physical activity may help protect against more than 200 diseases. They found that a weekend warrior pattern of exercise is nearly as good as a daily pattern of exercise. It's all about just the cumulative amount of time you spend exercising. They found a lower risk of developing 264 future diseases. Results are published in a journal called Circulation. And so, the associations were strongest for cardiometabolic conditions such as hypertension and diabetes. There was a 43% and a 46% comparing consistent exercise with weekend warrior exercises. So actually the benefits were almost comparable. So weekend warriors, you know, don't give up the ship because you think it's inferior to daily exercise. It might be just as good, so just do it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the fill of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery is proud to host No Beginning, No End, a collected show of posthumous works by William Wareham, 1941 to 2023. Join us at Shasta College through October 18th with a guest lecture by Philip E. Lynn-Harris, Chief Curator of Art Emeritus, Oakland Museum of California, on Thursday, October 17th, 5 to 6 p.m. in Room 400. There will be a reception following the lecture from 6 to 7 p.m. in Building 300.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call and record a question anytime you like during the week. And I just wanted to mention that we got a special offer. It is a free offer. I know you like that word, F-R-E-E. Kyolic aged garlic extract, free samples available. Our friends at Kyolic aged garlic extract want our intelligent medicine listeners to stay healthy. And as a listener to intelligent medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from our good friends at Kyolic. This item is quite fascinating because we see so many people these days with atrial fibrillation. And in fact, I saw a classmate of mine who, this was our 55th high school reunion, and I saw him, I think it might have been our 30th or our 40th high school reunion. I went up to him and I said, "Hi, Bruce, how you doing?" And he said, he could barely talk. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, Bruce, what's wrong?" And his face was deformed. He had kind of a saggy facial expression.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m.
Rehabilitation, and he's absolutely fine, which is great. He recovered from it, and thank goodness now he's on a blood thinner to prevent subsequent strokes. But there's some really interesting stuff on the relationship between the gut microbiome and atrial fibrillation. And I also saw a study which was a small pilot study of using antibiotics to lower the risk of recurring bouts of atrial fibrillation. And although these are preliminary results suggesting that maybe by altering the microbiome, getting rid of certain harmful species of bacteria, the incidence of atrial fibrillation could be reduced. I have here in front of me another study entitled Gut Microbiome and Atrial Fibrillation Results from a Large Population-Based Study. We examined the association, the researchers say, between atrial fibrillation with gut microbiota in 6,700 individuals. And what they found is that by looking at certain populations of bacteria, Prevotella, Odorabacter, Colensella, Barnesiella, and Allostypes bacteria. There won't be a pop quiz on this, I guarantee you. By looking at the prevalence of certain of these bacteria, they could reliably predict risk of atrial fibrillation. So, okay, so the question is, you know, what's the practical take-home? Is it our diets that are messing up our intestinal flora? Is it, is there potential for antibiotic therapy to reduce the propensity to atrial fibrillation in some individuals? It's a very interesting thing, because we tend to think of, okay, you know, there's a gut-brain connection, there's a gut-skin connection, there's a gut lung connection, and now it appears there's a gut-heart connection. And yet another study shows that gut bacteria are linked to fatty deposits in the heart arteries, a.k.a. atherosclerotic plaques. The study was performed by researchers at Uppsala University. I love the name of that university in Sweden, Uppsala University. And they found that certain bacteria, when present in the gut, may have a relationship to higher risk of atherosclerosis. So, yes, indeed, there is a heart-gut connection. Well, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They've diversified into CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm, something relaxing. Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. Or if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA, an innovative ingredient that supports metabolic health and helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. More information and order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD connection. Okay, put on your crash helmets because this is news that for some of you may be pretty disconcerting. Headline, court revives more than 500 lawsuits over Fosamax femur fracture risk. All right. The go-to for osteoporosis for many years has been what are called bisphosphonate medications. I call them the Sally Field drugs. Sally Field famously became a spokesperson for, I believe it was Boniva, which is one of these bisphosphonate drugs. The first one, of course, was Fosamax. That's the subject of this lawsuit. And then there's Actonel. They all work similarly to increase bone density, but there's a problem associated with their use over many years. Now, there's no question that for people at high risk of fracture, using these medications can sometimes reduce the risk of fracture, especially vertebral fracture. And so they're not without benefit, but they're being prescribed like candy to lots and lots of women, and they're told to take them indefinitely, or at least that is until recently, when it was realized that taking it for more than 6 or 8 years not only didn't decrease your risk of fractures, but increased your risk for certain unusual fractures, spiral fractures of the hip, for example, due to devitalized bone. So there are now a series of lawsuits, 500 of them, alleging that Merck failed to warn that its osteoporosis drug increased the risk of thigh bone fractures. And there was an effort to dismiss these lawsuits, but a unanimous panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that federal law did not block the plaintiff's state law claims over the drug. What they're saying, essentially what the defense that Merck is mounting here, is they're saying, well, look, the drug was approved, so how can you sue us over an approved drug? But the U.S. Court of Appeals said, look, you're still liable, especially if you concealed information that suggested that over a long period of time, Fosamax could not merely build bone, but could somewhat devitalize bone. So the net result of this is that doctors these days are turning more towards biological drugs, drugs like Prolia, which is a whole new cadre of medications that work in a different way to promote bone. The two are not without risks, but there's less likelihood of unusual thigh bone fractures with these medications. The catch is that when you stop medications like Prolia, you really need to go on bisphosphonate drugs like Fosamax, because after discontinuing Prolia, there's a rebound, rapid loss of bone such that you need to add something to prevent that bone loss that may occur after withdrawal of these biological medications. So my take on this is that it's best to utilize natural methods to increase and maintain bone density, and only when it really appears that these are not adequate to forestall the potential for bone fractures should we turn to drugs. All too often, women and even men with slight declines in bone density, what's called osteopenia, are put on these medications where their efficacy has been more established and proven when you actually have osteoporosis. But to use them merely for prevention, in my opinion, is overkill, especially with the downside risk of increasing the risk for certain types of unusual fractures. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Communications on the presidential campaign trail and explosive communications for Hezbollah in Lebanon. There's a new hybrid warfare at home and out of town, and we're going to explain exactly how that works.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From West Springfield, Massachusetts, according to Army veteran and Springfield Partners for Community Action veteran case manager Jacqueline Farmer, what veterans need most right now is love, understanding, and compassion. And to know that they're not alone. Last Friday, at a table between the Massachusetts and Maine buildings at the Big E for Military Appreciation Day, Farmer and the Springfield Partners for Community Action provided a variety of free resources for veterans. Farmer said the group's aim was to honor veterans and provide them with free counseling, mental health resources, service benefits, and more. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 gets you through to Intelligent Medicine. Any time during the week, if you have a question or comment, maybe you've tried some of the things that we've recommended here in this program, or maybe you've got a medical tale to tell, keep it brief, keep it pithy, and call 877-726-8255 like this caller did. Let's hear it.
Something for bloating and indigestion.
Okay, that is brief and pithy, and okay, really common problem. It's a form of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And, of course, you know, if you got bloating and indigestion that doesn't respond to simple measures like diet change or, you know, certain supplements, you need to get it checked out because sometimes it's a sign of an impending problem. But for the most part, bloating and indigestion are very amenable to simple diet modifications. And one of the best interventions is something called the low FODMAP diet. And the low FODMAP is an acronym. It's, you know, F-O-D-M-A-P. So the F stands for fructans, the O stands for oligosaccharides, the D stands for disaccharides, the M stands for monounsaccharides, and the A stands for and the P stands for polyols. So yeah, I got, you know, D stands for and. That's why the problem. FODMAP. I mean, you need a vowel in there, right, to pronounce it. So when you undertake a FODMAP diet, it's not forever. It's a trial of elimination of foods that correspond to these different categories. And it's actually kind of a low carbohydrate diet. It eliminates sugars, but it also eliminates difficult to digest foods like beans, which are a no-brainer in terms of gas and bloating. But it also removes things like wheat, which is a fructan. And when you eliminate these things, often you have a decrease in fermentation in your gut. Fermentation in your gut, sometimes referred to as SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which causes bubble, toil and trouble, gas and bloating. And often with that kind of diet, we see marked improvements in your gas and bloating. So I would recommend, you know, look, I don't have to describe it for you. There's plenty of resources on the Internet. Just Google low FODMAP diet. Give it a shot for a couple of weeks. And then if you have dramatic improvements, you can add an F, you can add an O, you can add a D, you can add one from each category. And you may discover that you're fine with the Fs, but it's the Ds that are the problem for you. And then you can move more towards a more comprehensive diet, less restrictive, while eliminating the things that are your dietary culprits. Of course, there are other things like probiotics that are helpful. Some people find that using certain antibacterial, natural antibacterial things like berberine or extracts of oregano are helpful because they suppress the growth of bacteria. Even peppermint has that kind of effect. It also tends to reduce spasm in the intestinal tract. So these are some of the approaches that we might use. I wrote a book many years ago called 7 Weeks to a Settled Stomach, and some of those tips that are in that book that is easily nearly 20 years old are still applicable today. That book is still in print, and you probably get a copy for about $1.99. All right, there you have it. All right, you know, we're talking about the escalating costs of health care in America. And, you know, I was disappointed with, you know, the debates. You know, they talk about what are you going to do about health care? And it all boiled down to, like, are you for Obamacare? Are you against Obamacare? You know, that's the sum total of it. But there's so much we can do to make health care more efficient and look for root causes that are driving up our health care budget. But that's a story for another day. I think that RFK Jr. is putting out a lot of information about that and about how our healthcare system is corrupt, inefficient, wasteful, and spends a lot of money on expensive high-tech interventions that enrich the pharmaceutical industry and the device industry. But here's some shocking statistics. Healthcare CEOs made $3.5 billion last year. Even when the stock market for healthcare stocks tumbled in 2023, chief executives raked in $11 million on average. The two highest paid CEOs were Stephanie Bancel of Moderna, obviously the vaccine maker, cashed in big, $305 million in compensation. Viva Systems, that's some kind of healthcare chain, $246 million for their CEO. In biotech and pharmaceuticals, the 10 highest paid CEOs made $760 million. Some of the eye-catching names were David Ricks of Eli Lilly, who made $73.9 million in a year. Joseph Zubretsky of Medicaid-focused insurer Molina Healthcare made $51.2 million per year. Healthcare of America's Sam Hazen topped the list, making $43 million in 2023. So there you have it. You know, some of these healthcare moguls are cashing in big. And, you know, the average healthcare worker makes a mere fraction of that. And, you know, they're attempting to reduce healthcare expenditures by reducing reimbursements to doctors who are working in the trenches, sometimes under really demanding and heroic circumstances. Well, it's the bureaucratization of healthcare in America and the privatization of healthcare in America with windfall profits for pharmaceutical executives and healthcare industry executives that is really draining our healthcare budget. So, bad stuff. Good news for allergy sufferers. The FDA has fast-tracked the first nasal spray for allergic reactions. There's, you know, instead of the injectable pens, the EpiPens, well, now there will be an injectable option soon to be available for adults and children. So, you know, less invasive, more portable. People who suffer from severe, for example, peanut allergies, they'll have an option. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. And reminder that you can find all things Intelligent Medicine at our website, which is drhoffman.com. You want to shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements, go to my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. And follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, putting out information via our newsletter. You can subscribe at drhoffman.com and listen to our podcasts throughout the week. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcast source. Have a great weekend.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. Opira's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens.
We're going to see widespread impacts, the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation, dangerous hurricane-force winds along both coasts of Florida and even across portions of the peninsula as the storm is expected to maintain hurricane intensity as it moves across Florida, and the potential for heavy rainfall and flood.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says it appears Florida will get pounded again. Milton is rapidly intensifying in the Gulf of Mexico as it heads toward Florida. The storm, which formed in the Gulf Saturday, is now packing 80-mile-an-hour winds about 800 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in dozens of counties. Forecasters expect the storm, which comes less than 2 weeks after Helene, to make landfall in the state by Wednesday afternoon. The state's emergency management director says Florida is preparing for the largest evacuation in years not seen since Hurricane Irma back in 2017. They prepared emergency fuels and shelters along the routes, escape routes. DeSantis says it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. Federal Emergency Management Agency coming under increasing fire for its slow response in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Nonprofit groups like Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army appear to be providing more disaster relief services to victims than FEMA is. On Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill, Tony Perkins, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said the federal government simply is not delivering essential services.
The point is, where is the federal government when we need them the most? And we need to thank God for Samaritan's Purse and organizations like them. But we also need to be able to say that our tax dollars are going to be used for our own citizens when they need it.
Former President Trump called FEMA's operations this week the worst disaster response since Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Dutch airline KLM announces a round of cost-cutting.
The measures aim to boost the carrier's finances as it continues to recover from the COVID pandemic that grounded planes worldwide. KLM CEO says, along with many other airlines, KLM, quote, is suffering from high costs and shortages of staff and equipment. The carrier says the package of measures is intended to improve its operating result by $497 million in the short term.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, KLM did not reveal if the changes would lead to staff cuts. Toilet paper makers say there is no need to worry about shortages in the U.S. due to that three-day port strike. The American Forest and Paper Association says it's not aware of a squeeze on Charmin deliveries from the strike. Trade Association represents makers of toilet paper and facial tissues. The majority of the stuff is made here in the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com. Portions of Israel are under a rocket attack, and there are reports of possible injuries. Air raid sirens were going off as the Iron Dome intercepts incoming missiles. Northern Israel has been the target of frequent rocket attacks in recent days as its military battles Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump demonstrated during his first term in office he can help keep foreign problems from spiraling out of control.
He got us out of the defense sequester, began rebuilding the American armed forces, understood that we needed a bigger Navy, and all of this tended towards peace.
Talent says reelecting Trump will help bring stability to the global stage. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Walkouts by pro-Hamas college students in New York City are in the works for Monday on the year anniversary of the attack by terror group Hamas on Israel that killed 1,400 Jewish people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here, consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. If you want to reach out to Mark, here's the phone number. You're going to definitely want to write this down, 816-399-4871, or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
It's always a fun time when I get to visit with you here in the studio.
Absolutely. And we're both sporting our colors. We've got our company logos on our golf shirts. We're looking pretty good today.
We do. We didn't come in naked today. This is good.
That, yeah.
Our producer's very happy about that.
Yeah.
Hey,
boom.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Knock, knock.
Well, who's there?
HIPAA.
HIPAA who?
I can't tell you.
Now listen
here. This will be the last appearance on Senior Care Live for Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, folks.
Well, let's jump into the wide world of and the wacky world of Medicare. And I understand there's even more turmoil in the Medicare Advantage world. And it's hard to believe, but the hits just keep coming.
They just keep on coming. Yep, more turmoil. Humana, and not to cast dispersion on our friends over at Humana,
yep.
But this is factual public information. They are terminating their contract with Prime Healthcare in the Kansas City market.
Hmm.
So if you live in Kansas City, and I know we're all over the country,
sure.
But if you live in Kansas City and you are a patient getting care at St. Joseph's Hospital or St. Mary's or one of their attached providers, very soon you're going to get a letter that says, we can't treat you anymore because Humana doesn't work with us anymore. So that means in the past 3 months, we've had HCA get into an argument with Aetna, and then they kissed and made up, and then North Kansas City kicked Aetna out, and now Humana's kicking Prime Healthcare out. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And I don't know where the end of this is going to be, but it seems like every day I open my email and I get another email saying, hey, we're not going to work with this insurance company or we're not going to work with this hospital network anymore. So it's getting crazy.
Is Providence Health in Kansas City, Kansas, is that part of Prime?
I believe they are.
I think so. And so, look, that's going to affect a lot of people depending on where you live. And here's the bottom line of this. Mark keeps us well informed of all of these changes. This reminds me of my DirecTV, and don't get me started on that, but they're in a fight with Disney and ABC,
yeah.
And you don't have ESPN, mm-hmm. and there goes a lot of sports, and I'm not too happy about that, but this stuff happens all the time. Sometimes they kiss and make up, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about your health care, not your sports programming, it's a lot more important, and it's almost impossible to keep up with.
Oh, it is very, very difficult, but that's what we do. We eat, breathe, sleep, and dream about Medicare all the time.
All right. So one of the largest Part D insurers.
Oh, boy.
Some changes there.
Oh, boy. You know, Steve, if you have any Medicare agents in the country that listen to Senior Care Live, mm-hmm. their blood pressure is about to shoot up.
Okay.
There is a major Part D insurer. I do not want to name their name.
Okay.
Okay. But it may rhyme with something like smell care.
Okay.
They have announced that they are terminating all of the agent contracts for their Part D prescription drug plans.
Hmm.
And they're not going to pay agents anymore, including with our existing book of business. Now, I have friends that make a pretty hefty commission every month off of servicing their yep. renewal accounts. And they're just, it's gone. It's gone away. There's a lot of turmoil and changes, more changes, as a matter of fact, than I've ever seen in Medicare in 23 years of doing what I do, especially in the Part D market. And so they've announced that they're not going to pay. Now, what that really means, I mean, to the end user, to the Medicare client, it doesn't really mean a lot. It's transparent.
Yeah.
But what it means is if an agent isn't going to be paid, they're not going to be able to do the work. Because I don't think anybody expects to work without being paid.
Yep, yep.
And in as much as that is, it's actually illegal for us, it's against the rules for us to get involved in client services for a company we don't represent. Well, if a contract's terminated, we can't represent them.
Okay.
So now if a person is on that particular company's drug plan or they sign up for that particular company's drug plan and they have a problem in February or March, they're going to be calling 1-800 customer service.
Oh, boy.
And this particular company is well known for having some lousy, lousy offshore customer service phone lines.
Oh.
So if you're working with a broker, and I strongly suggest you work with a broker, not a toll-free number that you heard on a TV commercial with JJ, okay?
Yep, yep.
They're probably going to give you an A or B option. If working with a company that doesn't pay may be better in terms of dollars and cents, but it may not be better in terms of how you can get service if you need help. And with all the changes in Medicare Part D in 2025, there's going to be a lot of service work that's going to need to be done.
Okay, so I was going to say the vast majority, but I would say almost every single recipient having a Part D plan, you could be under 65, you get that, with some of the technicalities and disabilities, et cetera.
Sure.
But the bottom line is the vast majority of folks are 65 and older. So like if you're like my mom, she's going to be 82 next month.
Oh, she's thrilled you just told the listeners that.
Yeah, oh, no. She looks like she's about 62.
She does.
So, I mean, she's holding up pretty good.
Yeah, she actually looks younger than you, Steve.
I'll tell you what, she does.
She does.
She looks great, and she's doing so well. But when you start getting into stuff like this, her head just spins, and she's like, she throws up her hand. She's like, I know I'm just not going to do anything. I mean, mm-hmm. she gets so frustrated. Mm-hmm. So I imagine she is very similar to a lot of other Medicare recipients trying to deal with this stuff. And so if you don't have, just to drive the point home, if you don't have a quality Medicare broker standing up for you, figuring this stuff out for you, representing you and helping you understand, you're going to be in big, big time trouble here.
You are. It could be some really, really nasty surprises come January. Look, I know it's a hassle. I know nobody likes to talk about this. People would rather have a colonoscopy than talk about Medicare. There's actually studies that show that. Maybe
a
root canal. You know, you don't want to talk about this. It's just a hassle. But I strongly recommend. Medicare tells us every year. They give an estimate of what percentage of people are going to review their coverage. And usually it's around 40%. Medicare is telling us this year it's going to be 7 out of 10 or 70% of the people are going to be reviewing their coverage. And I think 100% of the people should. If you're taking prescription drugs, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, or if you're on a Medicare supplement, because we're seeing the rates go up pretty considerably on Medicare supplement, it's time to do a review, especially of your drug plan coverage. There are dramatic, dramatic changes because of the Inflation Reduction Act, and this is being changed. It seems very simple until you get into the depths of it and just how complex mm-hmm. it is, because if you're going to have a $2,000 maximum out of pocket, is that really maximum out of your pocket, or are there multiple pockets involved? And because of that, prescription drug coverage plans are going up in price in terms of premium, and tier levels are changing all over the place.
Well, and just like you do with my mom, you look at the formulary for each particular plan. You have her medications plugged into your software, and you're like, you know what, this plan is not covering everything this year, or it does. But you go through that very thoroughly, and you're such a pro, and you're so helpful. But so what you're saying is that you have some options, but you have to schedule the appointment to have the review to learn about these options.
Yes, absolutely. And now's the time to schedule that. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you're working with another broker, we're not trying to steal anybody's business, but if you can't get a hold of your broker's out mowing lawns this time of year, give us a call. We're in business every day of the year to help our clients, help our people who in our community who are on Medicare, and let's set up a review time to go over your drugs, over your doctors, and make sure you have the coverage that is most appropriate. I never say best, because to say something is best means I know the future, and I don't.
Yeah.
But I can say something's most appropriate for you at this stage of your life.
All right. Yep, that sounds good. So, and you were mentioning, you know, off mic that in your 23 years of helping people with Medicare, you just haven't seen as much potential upheaval and changes as you are right now. I mean, that's how wild this is right now.
It is really, really wild.
We're not overhyping this, and we're not trying to scare people into action. We're just telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's really not a hype thing. Medicare, the Biden administration announced 2 years ago they were going to start cutting the reimbursement rates to the Medicare Advantage companies over a 3-year period. The most dramatic year is the second year. That happens to be this year. So the Medicare Advantage companies are not getting as much money from the government. We now have the cost sharing or the out-of-pocket maximum on drug coverage. There's so many changes from the top down that it's going to affect the street-level person who is on Medicare. It's really the best time to do a review, and that time is coming up.
And that time is right now. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or lifewithmedicare.com. And, Mark, you had mentioned that your appointment book, it's already filling up. And we're not even into October, and we're in the middle of September.
Now, I have several colleagues in the industry around the country telling me their calendars are already full. I've got a couple of friends here in Kansas City that are referring people to us now. We have space on our calendar. We're booking into November, right around Thanksgiving, but we do have some space on our calendar. Now's the time to pick up the phone and call. I mean, we want to help everybody, but once that calendar's full, well, we're not superhuman.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see me in tights and a cape, Steve.
No, that's right. That's right. Reach out to Mark right away. Let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Escanaba, Michigan, Bay College is partnering with a medical center to send cards to veterans during National Suicide Awareness Month. The event will take place at the Escanaba campus on the library Thursday from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Communication instructor at Bay, Dr. Renee Strom, said coordinators from the Oscar G. Johnson VA in Iron Mountain reached out to see if Bay would partner with them for this event. She said that Bay is a designated veteran-friendly campus, so the partnership was a perfect way to help veterans in the community. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, because the annual election period has nothing at all to do with Medicare supplement policies.
Okay.
Medicare supplement policies are insurance policies that are regulated by the individual states' departments of insurance. Therefore, they're based on a policy year. So you could have a Med Sup policy issued in January, so your review time on that would probably be in January. It has nothing to do with the annual election period.
Okay.
So you don't. If you're on Medicare supplement, what you need to review during the annual election period is your drug coverage.
Ah, okay.
You really should, really, this year, review your drug coverage.
Yeah, that's the big hot button.
Oh, it is, really is. I'm nervous about it.
And look at your Medicare Advantage plan and take a look at that because of all those changes, and you may want to change to something else.
Well, you know, I can't legally speak about specific benefits until October 1st, but one of the things I've noticed is up till now, most of the Medicare Advantage plans have had a $0 deductible on their prescription drug coverage.
Yep.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I may have seen a few that now have deductibles on their drug coverage. So, again, you may have been on a Medicare Advantage plan the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years and used to the way everything works and thinks everything's rocking and rolling, doing just fine, and then all of a sudden you show up at the pharmacy in January to pick up your Eliquis, and they're going to be that's going to be $245, please, whatever that is.
It's going to happen. People are just going to be falling, and then they're going to be really mad at the pharmacist, but it's not the pharmacist. You don't shoot the messenger, so to speak.
No, actually, if you really want to get angry, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call your elected people in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Best person to talk to if you're going to college, senator, or congressional representative is ask for their chief of staff.
Okay.
Be kind, be polite. I do this all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So these are people that I go to visit. Be kind, be polite, and just say, hey, look, I just got nailed on my prescription drugs. I had to pay full retail price because of something about the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you fix this?
Yeah.
And if they hear enough from Main Street, they'll get involved in
they'll do something about it.
Yeah. And the Inflation Reduction Act was legislation. It was not bureaucracy giving us rules.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, if the government is paying the companies less money, then guess what? They're going to start reducing the benefits and may mm-hmm. take out some of the perks of these plans. And ultimately, the cost will go up in the form of premiums or copays or deductibles or whatever the situation is.
The choices are raise premiums, which from zero, anything above zero is a raised premium.
Yep.
Raise copays and coinsurance or cut benefits.
Yep.
Or is one company, did they cut the agents out?
Or, and that's crazy. Okay.
Well, it was $300 million to the bottom line for that particular company.
Oh, my. Profit over people.
Yeah.
What was it? Money over members?
Margins over members.
Margins over members.
And, you know, let's just do this to our most vulnerable population.
Oh. Yeah. Anytime it's a profit over people situation, it's not good. It's not good for the consumers. And every time I hear that, I think of my mom and how it could impact her. So that makes me kind of mad. So, hey, Mark.
Yes.
Enoch, who's there?
Oh, we're going to keep up the theme of the knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
I see. Now he's doing a pig Latin. Is that politically correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Enoch, Steve, that really wasn't a knock-knock joke, folks. Enoch is one of the wonderful, of the hundreds of acronyms we have in the wonderful world of Medicare. Enoch stands for the Annual Notification of Change. And if you are receiving benefits from a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D prescription drug plan, you are going to receive an ANOC packet in the last week of September. Now, Steve, this may shock you, but people in the Medicare population have a tendency to not really pay a lot of attention to their mail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm retired, I don't care about the mail.
Yeah.
The poor letter carrier brings all that mail, and you just look at it and go, I don't care, and I throw it away.
That's another Medicare something, and
throw
it away.
And you get enough of that. You're going to look, it's going to be a big packet, pretty sizable. And what's going to be in this information is going to be a booklet and maybe some loose sheets of paper. And it's going to talk to you about your new plan premium, any costs for services that have been added, any formulary changes. Maybe your levothyroxine has gone from a tier 2 to a tier 3. I've seen that a little bit.
Hmm.
It's only a drug that's been around since the 1960s.
That's crazy to move it to 3. It's crazy to have that at 2. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you have to be a savvy healthcare shopper these days. It'll tell you about any benefits or ancillary benefits and services. Maybe your plan, your Medicare Advantage plan, had $1,500 worth of dental benefit, and maybe it's going to reduce to $750. It'll talk about plan service areas, and most importantly, or at least as important, is provider networks, because we're seeing some of, especially on the HMOs, the provider networks are shrinking a little bit.
Well, and like you said just previously, a few minutes ago, some of these plans are not dealing with certain hospitals, mm-hmm. and that's some shrinkage right there.
Yep. It is, and I think, and I talk to seniors all the time. I'm a couple of years away from being on Medicare. I want as much latitude to choose my health care as possible. If I have some odd disease and I want to go to the Mayo Clinic, I don't want to be told no, you can't go because we're not in your plan's network.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that. So it's something to look into. Those ANOC packets, they get mailed. The rules are they have to be mailed during the last week of September. They really want them to hit your mailbox the last week of September.
Okay.
So you have time to read it before October 1st. And all the Medicare Advantage and Part D insurers will mail these packets. Most of the ones I see, Steve, come in a clear bag that's sealed, and it just says your Medicare benefits information is enclosed. And some of them come in envelopes that you can't see through, but be on the lookout for that. And
a clear bag, that's kind of weird.
I think it's cheap.
Okay, I got you. I'm like, oh, clear. Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, yeah.
Well, it's not like they put personal information in there.
Yeah.
But they are plan specific, so you may get one if you're on company A and your neighbor Mildred is on company Z. Mildred's going to get a totally different one than you are. It's plan specific.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, look at those. Do not, it's, and you can see on our little notes here, folks, if we had like cameras here, you can see I put it in all caps. Do not ignore the ANOC packet. This year, it's going to be one of those important things you get in the mail. It's more important than the Christmas card.
As you were going through that information, I was sitting here thinking, isn't that interesting that some of them are in the see-through package? But actually, if it's a see-through package and it's talking about your Medicare, maybe you would open that because you could see it.
Right.
So that's not a bad idea. I guess I retract my statement if that's weird. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I encourage you to check your mail and look for this. If it's big and it's heavy, it's something you want to pay attention to. It's not going to be a pamphlet. It's not going to be in a regular number 10 envelope. It's going to be pretty sizable. Okay, so look at that, and then read through the booklet and all those loose pages to see how your plan is changing. They're really well laid out. For something the government regulates, I have to give them some kudos there. They're very, very well laid out and convenient. It goes benefit by benefit.
All right. He is Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Reach out to Mark at 816-399-4871 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I'll tell you what, Mark's calendar is already filling up. They're already into November, and that's we're in the middle of September, folks. So reach out to Mark right away. Schedule your Medicare review. Do not skip out. Do not miss the ANOC package, and we're going to have some other really important information coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson pipes and drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
The full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What do you think you want to do for a living?
For right now, I want to be a field engineer. That way I'm in the office and I'm outside in the field at the same time.
What's your favorite subject in school, Mark?
Anything but math.
So you really enjoy people, don't you?
Not necessarily. I just enjoy making my own experiences. Just like how Aaron was talking about how he made a business of something he loved doing as a kid.
Aaron, you want to give me a hand with Mark?
When you find something, that field work you're talking about, then do that. And if at some point your creative mind is sort of racing and you see that next thing to do, then go and do that.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com, or you can get that podcast wherever you subscribe. All the major platforms has it, so feel free to enjoy that. All right. Would like to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. Glenn Stockton with Stockton and Kant. And Glenn, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, thank you for having me here. Glad to be here.
You bet. So for the Kansas City area, I'm going to give you some contact information. You will have questions after we talk about this important information. Reach out to Glenn and the great team at Stockton and Kant, 913-856-2828. That's 913-856-2828. You could also visit online at StocktonLaw.com. And for everyone outside of the Kansas City area and all the different states that we're in, you can find an elder law attorney. Just go to this website, NAELA, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, NAELA.org. And you can put in your zip code, put in your city, and you'll get a list of qualified attorneys in your area. So, Glenn, we just spoke with our friends from Kansas City Hospice about estate planning, a very important subject for sure. I think Estate Planning Awareness Week is October 21st through 27th. Would love to ask you about power of attorney documents. So everyone's heard of them, but let's just define that. What is a power of attorney document?
So I'll start off by saying a very critical, important incapacity or disability planning document. So a power of attorney is basically a document that you're appointing somebody else or some other people to make decisions on your behalf, typically in the estate planning arena anyhow, when you're no longer able to make that decision for yourself.
So you're allowing someone else to speak for you on your behalf.
That would be correct.
So you better trust them, and you better have that person or people chosen wisely.
Yeah, and you know, we want people to think it through. Who do you want making those decisions? And typically, you know, for most people, they have people they trust, but yeah. Then it's making sure that they have the power to do what they need to do.
So what are the main types of power of attorney documents that that everyone should really have?
So in the estate planning context, there's two powers of attorneys. One is your healthcare power of attorney, where you're appointing somebody or some people to make healthcare decisions on your behalf when you no longer can make them yourself. And the other is the financial power of attorney for finances and property, where you're appointing somebody or some people, again, to make decisions about your property and finances when you can't do so yourself.
Okay, so I don't know. I think it's pretty important to have a detailed financial power of attorney document, and I've heard all of the stories of, well, you know, we have this one-page power of attorney document. It says, Steve, grant you know, maybe my wife or someone else, the power to do anything and everything you want with my money. And it's just very, very vanilla. I'm understanding that that's a real problem these days.
Well, it certainly is on the financial side. I think on the health care, you know, who do you want to make health care decisions on your behalf? It doesn't have to go into a lot of detail.
Yeah, yeah.
There's things that you want to consider. But when it comes on the financial side, you absolutely want to go into detail. The days of the general durable power of attorney being all we need are long gone. When I first started practicing, that's all someone needed. But state legislatures around the country have started enacting laws in response to what was seen as elder abuse, where they now require if you're going to give your power of attorney, which is called your agent under the law, but if you're giving your power of attorney the ability to make decisions on these certain things, it has to be very specifically stated within the document or they don't have the power.
And so you need a lot of different examples of when someone could exercise that power of attorney for, I could probably think of 10 or 12 just right off the top of my head of specific examples of how to handle your money.
Yeah, it can, and you don't necessarily have to list those examples out,
okay.
But you would want things that would be in there to be, you know, I want to have the authority to sell my home that is my primary residence. And so, for example, here in Kansas, we have a very specific requirement that the power of attorney must contain a legal description for the home, where they don't have the ability. And so that's a quirkiness of Kansas law that other states may not, you know, typically don't have. So, you know, that would be a specific power that must be enumerated or stated, or they wouldn't have the power to sell it. They could sell other real estate, but they couldn't sell your primary residence unless that was specifically provided for. So there's a lot of things. But you talked about, you know, when it's active, that because it's the other thing. Most people make their powers of attorney, you know, the financial power of attorney, effective upon their incapacity as determined by two licensed physicians in writing, and it goes on. Is there anything wrong with that? Not necessarily. But what I want people to think about is, you know, let's think this through. How does that work when you get to the point that you need this document, and now we've got to wait for you to be examined by two doctors, we've got to wait for you to get their letters written, and that can take time, and we may be in, you know, where we need to move quickly. So I always say we can also make it effective immediately, right? So we don't even necessarily have to tell our power of attorney, our agent, that, hey, it's effective immediately. They'll find out when they get there. But I want people to think through, when is it going to be effective? Who do you want making the decisions?
And then I would imagine I like backup plans and redundancy. So I would imagine on a power of attorney document, it's really important to have the backup or a number two or three or four person because so say, for an example, in a really simple situation, I grant my wife the opportunity to do, you know, all of these things and exercise her power, et cetera, and make financial decisions, et cetera. But what if both of us, God forbid, you know, die in a car wreck or something like that? Don't you need to have redundancies to go to the next person and the next person if something like that were to happen?
Certainly would be recommended. And so what you'll typically see, you know, I appoint my spouse to make those decisions if I can no longer make them myself. If my spouse is unable, then maybe it's my son. If then if my son can't do it, it's my daughter. And it's typically so we have at least a couple deep that we have. That way, if something did happen to you and your spouse, we've already named that backup, and we don't need to go into the courts and get somebody appointed as a conservator or guardian for you. But what I want people back to that thing where we're going to have one or many. I always tell people, think through, how does this work when we actually need this document? Let's think this through. This comes at a time of life, typically, you're unable to make decisions for yourself, and you're appointing somebody to do it. And if I put this just on my daughter, she's the one making decisions. She can feel like her life's on hold if I have any kind of extended stay in, you know, hospital, nursing care. She's like, I need to be there for Dad. So what if it said, you know, maybe I say my spouse because she's with me all the time anyhow.
Sure.
But if she can't do it, it's any of the three of my kids as co-power attorney with power to act independently. You want them to have the right. You don't want to create a situation, if you do, be intentional. But if we, you know, require that they all agree, well, they would all have to countersign every check, all have to be on every phone call. Give them the power to act independently. We create transparency. We give the ability, if my daughter's the one taking lead and she's taking off on a cruise, she can do so and just ask her brothers to step in and we don't have to sign a bunch of paperwork. So those are things I just want people to think through. You know, it doesn't mean that everybody should go out and put multiple people there. But what I find, people are always worried, what if they disagree? And I'll tell you my experience, I see far more fighting and disagreeing when we put one in charge and the others are kept in the dark. And so if they get along relatively well, this can work well. But it doesn't mean everybody should do it. But I just want people to know they have options when it comes to their powers of attorneys that can make a huge impact on keeping the family peace and making things easy, which are two of the big reasons people do estate planning to begin with. They don't want to be a burden. You know, they want this to be easy for the kids, and they don't want the kids fighting and arguing about things.
So I'll guarantee you all kinds of people listening to this program right now, the light bulb was like, ding. They're like, oh, wow, I had not thought that through. And guess what? Most people don't really think this through unless you meet with a professional. And so if you'd like to reach out to Glenn Stockton, StocktonLaw.com or 913-856-2828. And Glenn, you would meet with someone and you would just help the family think through all of this so that they have a rock solid plan. They have their power of attorney documents in place as well as a lot of other things, and they can have the peace of mind. I know peace of mind is a little bit of a cliche, but it truly is peace of mind. You can sleep tonight knowing, hey, we are covered no matter what, and we're comfortable with that.
You know, I think it absolutely is a peace of mind, and we see it on our clients, you know, faces all the time and how they react to this. But the idea is you got to, you know, review this stuff periodically, too, because things change. And so, you know, we've talked before in our firm, we like to meet with our clients on a regular basis. We call it the annual check-in. We're not charging our clients. We've always found this to be mutually beneficial because we want to make sure our clients understand, you know, that we're just looking at the documents. We're making sure the people we appoint are still the appropriate people. How's our client's health? How's their health? How's everybody getting along? Those types of things. But for those of you who aren't working with an attorney, you know, that is checking in with you, just look at this stuff periodically. Make sure, are these still the people I want making the decisions? Is there anything that's changed in the law? Anything that would need to be updated here?
Okay. And then does a power of attorney document ever expire or is no longer in effect?
So under the law, no. There's nothing in the statute that says the power of attorney isn't effective after so much time. But in practice, in reality, yes. Most, a whole lot of, let's put it that way, financial institutions, banks, have adopted internal policies that they will not honor a power of attorney that is more than 5 years old.
Oh.
And we are seeing a trend where some of them are even rejecting it on shorter times than that. So you want to update your financial power of attorney every few years. And I recommend to clients and people, take your financial power of attorney, take it to your bank, take it to your financial advisor and other financial professionals. Make sure they have a copy. If they have additional documents they want to sign, because you want to make sure they're going to honor it when the time comes where it's not really going to have helped much. So make sure you're taking it to them to approve.
And get that thing and keep that thing updated. Glenn Stockton, 913-856-2828, online at StocktonLaw.com. We're going to have more with Glenn coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Local veterans helped the community Saturday during the Roy Tremblay Annual Fall Food Drive at Walmart in Marietta, Georgia. Members of the Bob O'Malley Detachment 1436 of the Marine Corps League and the Mid-Ohio Valley Platoon of the Marine Corps Veterans Association gathered outside the store collecting donations for the Gospel Mission Food Pantry. The event is sponsored by the Marietta Times and the Marine Corps Veterans Association in partnership with Walmart. The annual food drive event was renamed after Roy Tremblay, the former local commandant of the Marine Corps League. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Right now, is Kamala trying to earn the dumb vote? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala Harris is pitching $25,000 for first-time homebuyers while trying to build millions of new homes with government funds, all while using small businesses as straw men. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So, Glenn, I have a lot of people I speak with each and every week. They're not sure about Medicaid. They're not sure exactly how to qualify for it. So I kind of have a presentation that I go through pretty much with every client I sit down with relative to covering their cost of nursing home care, which can be quite expensive, as you know. The one area I get the most questions about is how to qualify and then what would cause a Medicaid penalty. So let's just kind of start to break that down. What is Medicaid?
So Medicaid is a federal program administered at the state level. So each state has different rules about how they implement this federal program. But it's really, designed for people that are either low income, low assets, or it's the insurance that's designed to pay for nursing homes, long-term care, when someone needs that and doesn't have the resources to pay for themselves or has done proper planning.
Okay, and we're talking about, $9,000 to $12,000 a month. So it's quite expensive. A lot of people do outlive their assets, or like you said, it may not be there to begin with. So how do you qualify for Medicaid? Let's just say, for example, in the state of Kansas.
Okay, very easy. You got three options to qualify for Medicaid. So the first one is spend all your money till you have none. Okay, then you would qualify, because in Kansas we have to spend down to $2,000 or less, go through what's called a Medicaid spend down. Our other options, if we're not going to go through the spend down, are give it away or transfer it to a qualified trust. It's the only three options we have.
Okay. All right. And if you're married, so now that sounds like it's a lot more complicated. How does Medicaid and trying to qualify for that, how does that work with a married couple? Because now you have maybe his assets, her assets, and their assets. So it probably gets a lot more complicated, I'm assuming.
it can, but it also can give us a lot more options that we didn't have for a single individual. So first of all, as a general rule, when it comes to Medicaid, you know, between a married couple, what his is hers and hers is his, you know, Medicaid says it's all available there. But okay. There's some exceptions. Again, it's governed by state law. So in Kansas, you know, the IRAs or retirement accounts of the spouse who does not need nursing home care or not needing that level of care are exempt. And there can be other exemptions for a married couple under spousal impoverishment laws and that we can protect assets for the spouse that's not needing care. So, you know, when it comes to planning, those are things because we can often recharacterize assets. We can move assets from one spouse to the other to help protect them under exemption. So there's a lot we can do and probably have more options with a married couple rather than when someone is single where we don't have those options.
All right. And I always say some of the best money you will ever spend in your lifetime is to work with a qualified elder law attorney. I would recommend reaching out to Glenn Stockton at StocktonLaw.com or 913-856-2828. You could also go online if you're outside of the Kansas City area to naela.org to find a local qualified elder law attorney in your area. Okay, so, Glenn, I always seem to get this question. and I've got my little air quotes up here. So, Steve, what if I just make that money, air quote, disappear? Meaning someone may have the thought of trying to, you know, trying to go around the Medicaid rules, and I'll share my response to that. But I was wondering if someone says, "Well, Glenn, I'll just make that money disappear." What's your response to that? Because I'm sure you've heard that a million times.
You know, and that would take them back to three ways to make it disappear within Medicaid rules: spend it, give it away, or put it in trust. Spend it, great. If it's just I'm going to commit Medicaid fraud, and yeah. I'm not going to disclose this money was there or they gave the money away, I wouldn't recommend it. There's civil penalties, potential criminal penalties, loss of Medicaid and Medicare eligibility, all kinds of restitution, all kinds of things that come in. So don't recommend it. But for those who do, I guess Club Fed has three square meals a day for them. Yeah.
Three squares in a cot in a shower, I guess, or something like that. But depending on if I'm feeling frisky, and I've had a lot of people ask me, well, Steve, I'll just make the money just disappear. And I got the air quotes up. And I'm like, well, I have one question for you. How do you look in all orange, like the orange jumpsuit, right? Because that's no bueno. You don't do it.
No, we don't want to do that. There's plenty of opportunities to do planning within the rules. We want to stay within the rules.
Okay. And then when is the ideal time in a perfect world? When do you begin Medicaid planning?
So, you know, if we're in the ideal world, we never needed it, but we still want to plan, right? We hope we never need long-term care. No, I'm just giving our time there. But,
no, that's good.
But if we're planning, ideally, we're planning for 5 or more years in advance because Medicaid has a 5-year look back, which simply means they're looking at your asset picture on the day you apply, but they're also looking back over the prior 5 years. And any money you gave away or transferred trust comes into your financial snapshot as if you still had it. So it counts against you. So ideally, we've done the planning more than 5 years before we need long-term care.
Okay. And so, all right. So I'm talking to our listeners. If you can see this coming and you think this is a need that you're going to have, it's just not it's never too early to start talking about that. Is that right, Glenn?
I agree. I think, you know, let's have a plan. I don't have the crystal ball. Steve, you don't have one either. And we run into this all the time when people are not planning in advance. So plan when we're still relatively healthy and keep the plan simple. But as we get closer to that, usually we have indicators that are there. It didn't catch us by surprise, but we want to lay the groundwork early on for that planning.
So if someone did not plan in advance and now they're kind of filled with regret of, oh, my gosh, we really should have done that, or maybe it was an out-of-the-blue thing of a heart attack or a stroke that no one saw coming. You have a lot of different situations like that. Can you still help someone maybe even in crisis mode or kind of that last-minute situation?
Absolutely. So, and unfortunately, so many people fall on that, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking about this until they're seated at the admissions desk at the nursing home, and then all of a sudden it becomes a big issue. So as an elder law attorney, there's a whole lot that we can do to help someone qualify, but we're limited. We're in crisis mode. So the ideal situation, as you said, plan early, but if you didn't, absolutely see an elder law attorney.
And so you mentioned that five-year look back. I think it used to be a three-year look back, and now it's a five-year look back. So what are some examples of what Medicaid would be looking for that would be considered a gift, and then that would cause a Medicaid penalty? So what are some examples of what they're looking for?
You transferred your home to your kids, but to the kids within that prior 5 years to applying, or you took money out of your accounts and you gifted it over to the children. You were, you know, you gave it to your grandkids. You're giving money away, or you transferred it to a trust within that 5 year period. And they're going to just count that asset against all the 5 year look backs. As we look back, we saw that transfer, that gift, whatever it was, we're putting it in your financial snapshot as if you still had it, and they create this penalty equal to the amount of care it would have paid for had you not, in essence.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. While Hurricane Helene rescue efforts continue across the southeast, the Harris-Walz campaign continues its friendly media tour. Kamala Harris will be appearing on The Late Show with far-left Stephen Colbert Tuesday. Her running mate Tim Walz will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without power, food, water, and other basic necessities. Homeowners insurance won't help many of them in the southeast with damage from the storm.
Insurance professionals warn many storm survivors don't have coverage unless they have flood insurance policies in addition to homeowners insurance.
Catastrophic, devastating.
Brooke Hires in Florida's Horseshoe Beach says she can't afford insurance and just rebuilt her home after last year's Hurricane Idalia.
You feel beat down, like you can't come back from it.
Very few private insurance companies even carry flood insurance. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program is the predominant provider, and that only covers losses up to $350,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Biden-Harris administration response to the hurricane is a failure. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, the Louisiana Republican said FEMA wasn't prepared for Helene to make landfall last month. He went on to make assurances that once the full scope of the damage is known and the financial cost calculated, Congress will allocate funds to the states that need it. Hurricane Helene's killed at least 227 people in the southeast as crews continue to search for the missing. Food and Drug Administration revising a previous egg recall. The CDC announced the original recall September 6th. Now it's been revised to a Class 1. The first recall said 65 people in 9 states were sick with salmonella. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A Georgia judge rejects a lawsuit from GOP officials raising concerns about voting machines.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAvey noted in his ruling issued Friday that the equipment remains certified and the consequences of potential security risks are, quote, at this point purely hypothetical. The failed lawsuit filed by GOP officials in DeKalb County and a familiar cast of pro-Trump lawyers just weeks before early voting began in Georgia argued the Dominion voting machines are not in compliance with Georgia law. The officials wanted the Secretary of State's office to make voting records and ballot images available to public inspection within 24 hours of the election. But McAfee said that the relief sought by GOP officials would not have addressed any vulnerabilities and that the matter should be decided by policymakers, not courts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
McDonald's is looking to expand its chicken products and boost sales. The fast food chain's debuting its newest product next week, the Chicken Big Mac. Stays true to the original Big Mac, but substitutes burgers with chicken. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, looks like the sun is acting up again.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. Forecasters are also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle, making solar storms and northern lights more frequent. The sun shot out two strong flares earlier this week, including one Thursday that was the biggest since 2017. Faint auroras may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken over the weekend. Keith Peters reporting.
Los Angeles area is rattled by a magnitude 4 earthquake. Officials say moderate shaking was felt near the epicenter in Ontario, with weaker shaking in areas of Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties Sunday. Tremors were felt as far south as San Diego. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is a program about the best of high-tech, the best of natural. Putting those together for you is my job each weekend, hopefully in an entertaining format. Our number is 877-726-8255. We got lots to discuss this weekend. And in a little while, we're going to talk about collagen, because I get a lot of questions about collagen. You know, folks are asking me, what do you think about collagen? Is collagen a thing? How best to supplement? We'll answer those questions momentarily. Also, we'll talk about a new study that looks at intermittent fasting and its benefit for something that afflicts a lot of Americans, metabolic syndrome. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about some of the ravages of the COVID epidemic. And I'm not just talking about deaths due to COVID or long COVID, but some of the health consequences that are sort of the unforeseen effects of our lockdowns. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, literally hours ago, last night I came in late from California, and the occasion was my 55th high school reunion. Kind of on a whim, it's a long trip because I reside in New York, but I decided to hop a plane for Los Angeles to join some of my classmates, high school class of 1969, Santa Monica High School, for a celebration of our 55th high school reunion. And boy, that was really a trip. It really is something because it's, you know, they talk about time travel. It is an amazing immersion into nostalgia, and also, you know, talk about some of those apps that do aging, right? You know, you take somebody's picture and then you use an app to age them. Well, that's what happened when I saw some of my classmates, and I've been seeing them intermittently along the line because I go back and forth to California, but it's an interesting thing. You know, some of these people you literally haven't seen for, you know, maybe 50 or 55 years. It's quite something. And it's weird when you talk to high school friends, and some are on two or three different medications. Some have, you know, fairly challenging medical problems. After all, we are in our early 70s, and that's when problems emerge. And some people regrettably aren't with us. I met, on the other hand, I met an old high school chum and took a delightful 20-mile bike ride. He loaned me his bike and a helmet, and we took a lovely bike ride down the California coastline looking at surfers on the beach path to Hermosa Beach, a famed surfing location, beautiful gals playing beach volleyball. You know, it's a really like Southern California scene down there. And so, yeah, some fitter than others, everybody experiencing some of the ravages of aging. And this is something that I shared with some of my friends down there because it's an interesting article. Headline, Lack of Personal Growth and Purpose Linked with Mild Cognitive Impairment. And so, you know, the big question was, you know, asking these people, you know, what are you doing these days? And some of the people are still working. Most of the people working, yeah, they're working sort of part-time. Some of the people have pretty challenging occupations still, you know, architects and people in the tech industry. But most people are, you know, slowing down. You know, they've had a lot of years of accomplishment, and some are in full retirement. But a lot of them are volunteering. A lot of them, you know, have families, grandkids, even some great-grandkids in some cases. And so I share this article with them because it's important, especially at this age, to have a purpose and a commitment. And I'm very, very happy to say that my life situation has found me in a place where I have a mission and a purpose and a commitment. And a lot of it centers around getting vital health information out to you. I have a extraordinary privilege to be able to do so in a forum with this radio program and podcast and newsletter to get word out to you, and also with my involvements with organizations like the American Nutrition Association, the Alliance for Natural Health, a project that I'm undertaking at my medical school to inform medical students more about the importance of nutrition. These are some of the things that float my boat and motivate me and keep the cobwebs out of my brain. Because this article, recently published in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry, found that a diminished sense of purpose and personal growth may precede mild cognitive impairment in older adults. Researchers followed up more than 900 adults whose average age was 80 at the start of the study, and they conducted annual assessments for MCI, mild cognitive impairment. Now, so to define that. Mild cognitive impairment is just a little bit of, you're a little less sharp, okay? It's a prelude to full-blown dementia and then ultimately Alzheimer's disease. But with each passing decade, an increasing percentage of people have some degree of mild cognitive impairment. So they assessed MCI, dementia, and psychological well-being for up to 14 years. They followed these individuals. And they all had normal cognition at the start of the study, even though they averaged 80 years of age. But over the period of the study, that's 14 years, 29% went on to develop MCI. The MCI group reported lower levels of purpose in life starting 3 years before their diagnosis and decreased self-improvement starting 6 years before the diagnosis. And this is true even for those who do not go on to develop dementia, but around 34% of the participants with MCI, it was indeed a prelude of a dementia diagnosis. So, all right. Clearly, this is what is called a bidirectional association. In other words, if you have some degree of memory impairment and cognitive impairment, you may find it more difficult to have the mojo to have a life project and a life mission and a life commitment, right? So that the correlation is not necessarily causation in this case. But clearly, there is the message that you need to use it or lose it when it comes to brain power. And that means also not just doing, you know, crossword puzzles or word games, playing Wordle, but it also means something that is purposeful and not just a mere mental calisthenics, something that floats your boat. A commitment. And many of the people that I talked to at the graduation, they are doing, even though they're retired and, you know, some of their grandkids are grown up and don't even want to have anything to do with them, they go out and they volunteer and do stuff that gives them a purpose in life and a sense of commitment to some higher cause. That truly has anti-aging potential. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, a number 877-726-8255. That's a number that you can call and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily, but I got some stuff to share with you. It's no secret that many Americans have dysfunctional metabolisms, and it depends on the criteria, but some people estimate that anywhere from one-third of us to up to 95% of us have a less than optimal metabolism. But for the purposes of the study done at UC San Diego, they found that 1 in 3 Americans has a dysfunctional metabolism. That can mean, you know, overweight, elevated triglycerides, propensity to fatty liver disease, propensity to increased blood sugar, high uric acid, you know, a lot of different criteria. All right. They found in this study that something called time-restricted eating, also known as intermittent fasting, could offer health benefits to adults with metabolic syndrome. Okay? So, what they did in this study is, in contrast to previous studies, they used a customized time-restricted eating schedule in patients taking medication for metabolic syndrome. A typical medication might be metformin for that, right? They published the results in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And so what's interesting is it didn't take that much of an intermittent fast to do the trick. Typically, people eat round the clock. You know, they wake up, they eat breakfast, they have a snack, they eat lunch, they have a snack, they have dinner, and then they have a snack. And there's very few hours left where they're not eating. So time-restricted eating means increase the number of hours where you're not eating. And so they found that in these adults with metabolic syndrome, merely restricted eating for 10 or 12 hours per day. In other words, they had eating permitted for less time during the day. They had breakfast later. They stopped eating 3 hours before bed. The time-restricted eating group had a 3 to 4% greater decrease in body weight, body mass index, and abdominal trunk fat. Okay, that's belly fat. Lower levels of hemoglobin A1C, a measure of blood sugar control. Better cholesterol. And it only took 3 months of time-restricted eating to turn that around. So they just ate within a consistent 8 to 10-hour window each day for 3 months. And there were improvements in several markers of blood sugar regulation and metabolic function. So very cool that this simple technique, you know, it's not even so much what you eat, it's when you eat. You've heard me say for years that EntiFactor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells. Okay, your T cells and white blood cells are important for fending off disease. NT factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants vitamin C and D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. Here is a BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free for a limited time. Buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. All right, COVID killed a lot of people. But and some people ended up with long COVID, which is catastrophic in terms of its impact on people's well-being. But there are other consequences of COVID-19, and some of them were unforced errors by virtue of some of our draconian lockdowns. And this study out of France, where I don't even think the lockdown was as strict as it was in the United States. They say in the study, many countries, including France, put in place strict lockdown measures requiring the temporary closure of all but essential places and causing an unprecedented disruption of daily life. Well, they studied what happened, and here are the results. During the lockdown, unfavorable changes were observed. Decreased physical activity reported by 53% of the participants. Increased sedentary time reported by 63%. Increased snacking. Decreased consumption of fresh foods, especially fruit and fish. Increased consumption of sweets, cookies, and cakes. But for some, for a minority of people, some actually got healthier. There was increased home cooking reported by 40%. Increased physical activity reported by just 19%. But 35% of participants gained weight. A small minority, 23%, lost weight. So some people got healthier. The majority of people got less healthy. Some people took the opportunity to get more healthy because they had more time on their hands. You know, they didn't have to go to work, commute, and they took the time to have a healthier diet and up their exercise quotient. So these results suggest that nutrition-related changes occurred during lockdown, some favorable but most unfavorable, and that's the legacy that we have of COVID-19, not to mention the effect that it's had on kids.
877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. And coming up, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of collagen. Is it something that you should be adding to your supplement regimen? I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
He said he was in the Navy, and the Navy made him discipline. And discipline is a big word for me because I play football, and I hear being disciplined a lot.
Hey, Raheem, what's your role on the team?
I play linebacker, defensive end, left tackle, special teams.
What's a personality trait that you bring to those roles?
I just make my teammates feel comfortable and being a leader to help us get to the win.
Yeah, being on a football team is a lot being in the military. I mean, if you look at the way the SEALs operate or Army Rangers operate, it's just like a football team. You're in it together. You got somebody on your left and your right, and you have to trust each other.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl Lindebach. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. I just want to mention that we've got a special promotion via our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They want to help you stay healthy, and they also want to combat inflation. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples, so just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right, there's no purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples. Take advantage of this special offer. Okay, 877-726-8255, our number that is available to you any time of the week. You can call 877-726-8255 and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
Why am I having reoccurring shingles breakouts? It's about almost every 3 months. I can't seem to get rid of it except with Valtrex. Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about shingles. Shingles is a recurrence of a virus that we usually acquire in childhood, which is chickenpox. Chickenpox is a herpes virus, and we know that, you know, herpes simplex, you know, herpes infections that are genital or mouth infections, they can recur. They recur under times of stress, and most people have been exposed to the oral type of herpes because you get the cold sores, right? Well, chickenpox can go into hiding and never recur, but in about one-third of individuals, they develop shingles. And shingles can be itchy and painful, and it can also lead to what's called post-herpetic neuralgia, but it's usually a one-off. About one-third of people are likely to get a shingles attack in their lifetimes. It's pretty common, but some people don't. The shingles just stays put. But it actually travels outward from the nerves, and that's why it occurs on one side of the body in a nerve distribution, you know, maybe on the face or maybe on the buttocks or maybe around the midsection. It travels along a nerve pathway. So of that one-third, a single-digit percentage of people develop recurrent shingles. And that is a sign of an impaired immune response, because usually the immune system keeps this in check. And so what are the conditions that impair your immunity? Well, age-related immunosenescence is one of them. Older individuals, you know, have a decline in their immune response. And that's why frail older individuals may be more prone to this. Also, just stress, you know, extreme life stress can sometimes trigger a shingles outbreak. And chronic stress can lower your immunity. But also there are sometimes medications. People are on immunosuppressive drugs for an autoimmune condition, or perhaps if they've had an organ transplant, kidney transplant or something like that. If they've had cancer, they've had cancer chemotherapy. Well, that's often a setup for bouts of recurrent shingles. So is the vaccine helpful? Well, the vaccine, you know, even if you've had shingles, it's recommended you take the Shingrix vaccine because it may confer protection against recurrence. But also you want to support your immune system. You want to take, you know, we mentioned NT factor with vitamin D and C. We mentioned, of course, chiolic aged garlic extract. And, you know, things like AHCC, Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound. These are some of the things that support immunity, astragalus. So there are many ways to bolster immunity, but, you know, adequate diet, you know, reducing your sugar intake. Diabetes makes you more prone to recurrent bouts of shingles. These are some of the things that you want to work on. You want to support the immune system and not just have to rely on antiviral medication every time the shingles comes back. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, a deep dive on the subject of collagen, everything you wanted to know about this intriguing supplement. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The workforce next year starts to enter the economy. These fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I've been getting a lot of questions about collagen. People are asking me about collagen. And initially, you know, I was sort of a glucosamine chondroitin guy, but I've been coming more aware of the benefits of collagen, especially some of the newer, more sophisticated formulations. And I'm happy to say that we sought out a really good supplier of high-quality collagen. And we found it in Brightcore Nutrition, makers of Revive Collagen. And to tell us a little bit about collagen and its benefits and about the product, we brought on Kim Bright, who's founder of Brightcore Nutrition. Kim has a long background in the health field. She has a claim to fame of having the first non-smoking restaurant in Connecticut. And so, Kim, you've been around the block with health products. You've been working on the collagen end of things. So welcome to Intelligent Medicine.
Well, Dr. Hoffman, it's so nice for you to have me on your show, and thank you.
My pleasure. So first of all, you know, tell us, you know, what is collagen, you know, because I remember my mom used to use Knox gelatin, you know, because she knew, like, back in the 50s and 60s that it was good for hair, skin, and nails. But I think we come a long way from Knox gelatin, right?
Yes, we have, and my mama used it too, so we're of the same age here. Collagen is a structural protein molecule. It's comprised of three amino acids, which are glycine, proline, hydroxyproline, and these three combine together to form a triple helix. Now, it's the most abundant protein in our body, and it wasn't even discovered until 1954 by an Indian scientist and physicist, along with a math and physics graduate student. And collagen is found in all of our connective tissues. And when we're young, Dr. Hoffman, our collagen structures are stronger than steel, and they have considerable flexibility and plasticity. But around age 20, 25, our collagen production starts to slow. And as we continue to age, our collagen goes into denaturation, becoming unstable, stiff, weak, as that matrix, as those matrix strands start to pull apart. Then by age 50, 55, our collagen production is down to 15 to 20% only.
Indeed. So there's this thing of cross-linking of collagen, you know, which is especially, they say that smokers have that. That's why they have those funny wrinkles sort of around their, the corners of their mouth. And so, but the collagen also supports all our internal organs, but especially our joints. So is there evidence that taking collagen supplements of certain types helps, you know, for, say, osteoarthritis and, you know, these ubiquitous problems that people have as they age?
Yes, there's lots of studies out there. People can look them up. Also for bones, bones and joints are primarily collagen. Our bones are 90%. Our joints are around 65%. And I know that may be a shocker to people. It was to me when I first started researching collagen, because I was always told drink your milk because you need your calcium in your milk to grow your bones strong. But bones are actually organs, and they're made up with a type of connective tissue, the collagen matrix. And this is a living tissue. And as we age, our bones, our joints, well, they're going to lose that collagen. And it becomes very unstable, and then our bones become weak and brittle, and we experience osteopenia and osteoporosis. So you can change this problem, Dr. Oppen, because there are studies that show significant changes in bone mass density, osteopenia, osteoporosis, after using collagen for only 6 months. And then other studies and research are showing reduction in pain and inflammation with increased joint functionality and flexibility. And another study, I think it was 1986, where it showed suppression in the development of joint damage by using collagen. And I have a fun fact for you. Collagen's even been found in the fossilized bones of T-Rex.
I'm sure it takes a lot of collagen to build a giant creature like that. I want to ask you, Kim, you know, recently I wrote an article on the paleo diet, the true paleo diet. And some people think the paleo diet is just eating a lot of filet mignon and New York steak. But actually, nose-to-tail eating was part of our evolutionary heritage. And we used to eat like all of the animal. We would eat the skin. We wouldn't take the skin off the chicken like we're told to these days. We'd eat the gristle. And we would get a lot of collagen. These days, you know, people who eat muscle meat, they don't get a lot of collagen. So maybe we're all suffering to some extent from a collagen deficiency.
I believe that to be true. I mean, the animals certainly aren't raised the way they used to be. And being a professional chef and owning my own restaurant back in Westport a long time ago, I used to make, bones of the fish. And, you know, you want to make French onion soup, you boil the bones of the beef and get the beef stock. And I grew up, my grandmother taught me the old-fashioned way to cook, and we had a lot of collagen growing up, actually, because of the way she cooked.
Indeed. So you have a product which is Revive Collagen, and thank you for sending samples. I've tried it. I've tried both the strawberry lemon flavor, which is great, you know, sprinkled over some dessert. And then there's the neutral kind, which I like because I put in a shake and I don't want it to, you know, have a cloying aftertaste. And it's very neutral and very easy to add to a shake or beverage. But what's in it, and this is very confusing for the consumer. There's so many different brands of collagen out there. What makes Revive distinct, and why do you think it's more bioavailable?
Well, I think that it is more bioavailable because we're sourcing the highest and best collagen peptides that, through a process called enzymatic hydrolysis, allows the collagen that we're using to have greater and easier absorption, and it breaks it down into such fine particulate. That's why you'll find it very easy to mix the strawberry lemonade with just water. It will dissolve instantly. And you can use it also, as you said, in your morning coffee, tea, mix it in soups, whatever. But the unflavored will dissolve very easily as well.
Right. And there's also, you included some cofactors, in fact, some kind of pricey ingredients.
Yes. Well, we're also very different because most collagens out there, you have no idea of their sourcing. We are sourcing the highest grade organic grass-fed bovine, free-range chicken.
Right. That's a question, because if you just get something from the average slaughterhouse, you know, maybe the cow was grazing next to a highway or something. There's a high lead content or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, there's all kinds of high different pesticides and things found in these collagens that are sourced from overseas, from different areas, even in the United States. But we're using the highest quality. And most collagen, other collagens, are using just one type of collagen, or maybe two. If you're really lucky, it's three. We're using the five types of collagen, which are proven scientifically to be the most effective collagens. That's type 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10. Type 1 is for your bones. bones and tendons and ligaments and skin. Type 2 for cartilage and structure of your eyes. Type 3 is for your gut, your liver, your lungs, your arteries. Type 5 is knees, joints, and joint motion. And type 10 is healing and repair of bones and joints. So if you want full maximum benefits, it's necessary to have all five types. And then we also put in something that is extremely expensive. It's our most expensive ingredient in Revive, and that is hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. Now, hyaluronic acid is just like collagen. It is naturally produced in our body up until we're 20, 25. Then it starts to also slow down in its production. And it's so important, Dr. Hoffman, because it's a moisturizer and lubricator. And it's lubricating and moisturizing our bones, our joints, our skin, our nail beds, our hair follicles. And it can hold up to 1,000 times its weight in water. So we lose that out of our body just like we lose collagen. So by age 50, when we're down to, you know, 15, 20% collagen, it's the same with the hyaluronic acid. And, you know, people will see and feel the difference by using ours because of that. Then we also have biotin, which is vitamin B7 or vitamin H, known as...
Which is essential for the synthesis of collagen, right, biotin?
Yeah, well, and also for healthy skin, hair, and nails, and it also helps break down and utilize fats and carbs and proteins. And then vitamin C, of course. You have to have vitamin C present for collagen to produce itself and be absorbed. So,
scurvy is the disease where, you know, your teeth become loose and your skin becomes easily bruised because your collagen's breaking down. So vitamin C, very important. Yeah.
Exactly.
So who should be taking this product? I mean, is there like a particular demographic that we're looking towards?
Well, you know, anyone can take it. Even children can drink the strawberry lemonade much better than the 10% juice loaded with sugar and water, and they get great benefits from it. But I say if you're 25 or older, you should really look to use this collagen. And if you're 50 or older, you definitely need it because you are seeing wrinkles. The skin is falling down with the wrinkles and the crow's feet and the bruising and the skin getting thin because the collagen is pulling apart. We don't want that. Our bones are becoming frail. Our joints are becoming frail. So you need to renew and replenish your collagen and your hyaluronic acid daily with Bright Course Revive.
Yeah, I'm so glad I found this product. And I've been remiss. I have not been taking a collagen product. And I'm very excited to begin taking Revive. I'm going to make it part of my daily regimen because I really think that I'm collagen deficient. And so I take a million things. That's the one thing I haven't been focusing on. I want to give out the information. Our call to action today is you can visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. For information and to order. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. We set up a special website for our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Or you can call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, there's a great offer. It's a BOGO offer. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free. Buy one, get one free. Plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited to have you on board, you know, and we're going to get the word out about collagen because I think that is a missed element, I think, in people's diets. You know, in the old days, like you say, people used to make these broths and we used to chew on bones and we, you know, just really get down to the gristle. And
we
now,
used to suck the bones. When I was
exactly.
a kid, we'd break the chicken bones, we'd break those beef bones, suck the marrow out because that's truly, you know, where everything starts is in the bone marrow. And the collagen is thick in bone marrow.
And, you know, one of the considerations is, you know, I just said, look, I'm going to draw the line on this product. Is it organic? Is it naturally sourced? Is it, you know, from grass-fed sources? Is it free of contaminants? And your organic sourcing, I think, is unmatched. And I'm very happy to hear that because I just don't want to, you know, benefit from the collagen and then introduce all kinds of harmful compounds.
Oh, no. I've been around this. I started the company 28 years ago, Dr. Hoffman, and I started it to help sick clients of mine, and I use the Absolute Best. We're using the Absolute Best. We are third-party tested all the time. We have those COAs, certificate of analysis, showing that we are way beneath anything that could go wrong with any other products. Again, hydrolyzed for increased absorption and synergistic effect of these ingredients together is incredible. And we believe in our products so strongly that we offer a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And, you know, call in with those first 100 orders that call in. We're also going to throw in a free collagen sheet mask. And I can tell you, I used to model and act, and I can tell you it is the best collagen mask that I have ever used. It is incredible, and it's dripping with collagen and hyaluronic acid.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to, you know, I could always use some improvement. Okay, so it's 888-592-9909. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for the special offer. Buy one, get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask. Well, look, congratulations. Great product. I really want to get the word out for you, Kim. So thanks for joining us here on Intelligent Medicine.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and the features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45 and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The National Hurricane Center says people across Florida should take notice. Milton is now a hurricane and is gaining strength, expected to intensify rapidly as it moves east across the Gulf. Eric Blake says many communities in Florida need to prepare now.
We're expecting a significant hurricane to affect the Florida Peninsula midweek. Exactly what portion of it, we're not sure yet. But residents, you know, from the Big Bend to the Florida Keys should be paying close attention.
Elon Musk, SpaceX, and T-Mobile are allowed by the FCC to enable Starlink satellites with direct-to-cell capabilities. It was done to provide coverage for cell phones in areas in North Carolina devastated by Helene. SpaceX said the satellites have been enabled and are broadcasting emergency alerts to cell phones on networks in North Carolina. Also helping in the recovery effort, rock band Metallica donated $100,000 to recovery efforts. Singer Dolly Parton has donated $1 million. Former President Trump makes an emotional return to a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first attempt against his life last July. He was joined by running mate J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and others on the grounds of the Butler Farm Show. President Trump said his campaign remains focused on restoring America's greatness.
For the sake of our families, for the sake of our children, we will keep on going. And as the expression goes, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people do say it. We will fight, fight, fight.
Well, President Trump criticizing Kamala Harris over the federal response to Hurricane Helene. He said disaster relief efforts remain underfunded while the Biden-Harris administration sends money overseas to Ukraine. More at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A growing number of governments, international trade organizations, and businesses are urging the European Union to reconsider a reforestation regulation set to take effect in December.
Critics of the EU deforestation regulation say it'll discriminate against countries with forest resources and hurt their exports. Supporters say it will help combat forest degradation on a global scale. Several commodity associations say they concur with the regulation's objectives, but worry that gaps in its implementation could harm businesses.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Dubai's Emirates Airlines banning walkie-talkies and pagers on flights. The airline announced the new policy Friday. It also said flights to and from Beirut, Lebanon's capital, will be canceled until October 15th. It comes after pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to the Lebanese terror group Hezbollah exploded last month, killing dozens of terrorists. News and analysis at townhall.com. The holidays are the busiest time of the year for many small retailers and other businesses.
But the holidays this year could be particularly challenging. Although inflation has retreated, small businesses are still dealing with high costs, and consumers have been tightening the purse strings also. Stepping up marketing is one way to bolster holiday results. In a survey by email marketing firm Constant Contact, 51% of small business owners say they believe social media marketing and email marketing have the biggest impact on their holiday goals. John Scott reports.
Italian prosecutors are accusing seven people and two contractors of fraud and breaching safety rules involving Boeing aircraft parts. The charges follow an investigation of suspected flawed parts made by an Italian company for Boeing. Prosecutors say the scheme involved the use of cheap and irregular types of titanium and aluminum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And now, when radio was...
brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, a law enforcement program based on real case files. And then we continue the yours truly, Johnny Dollar, five-part storyline, the Shady Lane Matter. Before part two of that, listen for Stacey Harris' Special Agent Jim Taylor, supported by Bill Johnstone, Richard Crenna, Joe Forte, Vernon Rich, and Tony Hughes. The narrator is William Woodson, and this is from April 25th of 1952.
This is your FBI. This is your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Tonight, the subject of our FBI file, bank robbery. Its title, The Loner. Tonight's case concerns one of the most serious problems facing law enforcement agencies throughout the country, and thus facing you, the people. That is the problem of parole. The Federal Bureau of Investigation wishes to make perfectly clear that it is not opposed to the concept of paroling eligible and deserving prisoners. Do you know how paroles are handled in your section? Take the trouble to find out through one of the good government groups in your community. Tonight's FBI file opens in a large western city. It is early afternoon as a man wrapped in a heavy overcoat hurries along the crowded sidewalk and enters the corner bank. Once inside, he puts his briefcase on the counter and wipes his heavy eyeglasses. The gray hair showing under his hat appears well-groomed. He claps his gloved hands together to warm them and attracts the attention of a clerk. He tells the clerk he wishes to see the gentleman sitting at the desk in the corner, a gentleman named Bristol. In a minute, the clerk returns, opens the gate, and shows the visitor to Mr. Bristol's desk.
Good afternoon. Have a seat, please.
Thank you.
You said you wanted to see me.
Is it so?
Was it about a loan?
Yes, sir.
With that, the visitor opens his scuffed leather briefcase and hands it to Mr. Bristol.
I would like for you to fill this.
I beg your pardon?
I have a gun in my pocket.
Huh?
Take this briefcase over to those men, the cashiers, and fill it with money.
But I...
And please, no trouble, or I will have to shoot you.
An hour later, at the local FBI field office, Agent in Charge Carter is at his desk when Agent Putnam approaches.
Pardon me, Mr. Carter.
Yes, Putnam?
I've just been to the security bank. The amount stolen was $11,300 in cash and $7,000 in negotiable bonds.
Any serial numbers?
No, not on the money, but the bank's preparing a list of the bond numbers.
Have it distributed as soon as it's ready.
Yes, sir. The bandit left no prints, spoke only to a clerk and an official at the bank. The clerk didn't remember anything, but the other man, a Mr. Bristol, gave me a description. Round face, heavy eyeglasses, gray hair at the temples, and he spoke with a French accent. I don't know how much good the description will do us, though. Mr. Bristol said the man might have been using makeup.
No.
The gray hair, for example, showed traces of powder.
The police already have a suspect, a parolee named Don Conway. He's an expert at makeup.
And how about that French accent?
Conway always fakes an accent. He also usually covers one employee and makes him go around and collect the loot.
Shall I notify the police?
I've already heard from them. They're going to have Conway brought in. See to it that Bristol has a look at him in the lineup. Am I on time, Mr. Putnam?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bristol. Let's go into the booth. Go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, jailer. Please bring the men onto the stage.
Mr.
Please line up in front of the markers. Do any of those men look like the bandit?
Let me see. No. No, I don't seem to recognize any of them.
Would you recognize the bandit's voice without the accent?
I might.
Conway, will you please step forward? Please repeat after me. I have a gun in my pocket. Take this briefcase and fill it with money.
I have a gun in my pocket. Take this briefcase. What was the rest?
Hold it. Like to hear him say any more, Mr. Bristol?
No. He's not the man.
A bank is robbed, and the only eyewitness fails to identify the suspect. However, that man remains the lone logical suspect, so a surveillance is kept on him. When, after a month, no actual proof is found, Agent in Charge Carter turns for help to FBI headquarters in Washington. A request is made for the loan of an agent from the Boston office. The following day, Special Agent Jim Taylor reports.
Glad to meet you, Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Carter.
Now, let me give you some of the details on why you're here.
All right, sir.
There was a bank robber here last month. Because of the modus operandi, we suspected a parolee named Don Conway. Ever hear of him?
The office gave me a copy of his record to study on my way down here, sir.
Good. Then you may have noticed Conway was sentenced to a 10-year term and was fined $5,000.
Yes, I saw that.
In order to get his parole without paying the fine, Conway took a pauper's oath.
I see.
Here are the surveillance reports on him since the robbery. When you read them, you'll see that he's been to the racetrack every day, betting at the $50 window.
No.
If we question him, Taylor, you'll have some excuse. He borrowed the money or won it or found it or some story that can't be disproven.
Has he spent big money anywhere else?
No. The track seems to have been his only extravagance. He doesn't play the nightclub circuit. He hasn't splurged on a new wardrobe. And he's still living in the same two-room flat.
Has any of the stolen money turned up, sir?
We have no way of knowing. Here's a list of the serial numbers on the stolen bonds. That's all the bank could give us.
Oh.
Your assignment is to become Conway's friend and try to locate those bonds. Finding them is our only chance of solving this case.
May I ask a question, sir?
Surely.
Was I picked for any special reason?
I requested someone from the Boston office because that's where Conway's from.
I see. All right, who are his friends?
He has none. He works alone, lives alone, eats alone.
Any family?
No. But before you work up a cover story, see Warden Onslow at the penitentiary. He'll give you the background on Conway's prison years.
All right, sir.
Have a chair, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Warden.
Now, wait till I find those Conway papers.
Okay.
Oh, here they are. Now, shall I start at the top?
Yes, if you will, please, sir.
Conway had an IQ of 103 when he entered.
That's pretty high.
He's got native intelligence and a fair education.
Who are his friends, he wouldn't?
He didn't have any. Conway doesn't trust people, not even other criminals.
Oh, who did he talk to?
One or two of the inmates, but they never really got close.
Do you have a list of his visitors there?
No, he never had one.
How about mail?
He didn't write or receive a single letter in 2 years.
Any hobbies?
Yes, mimicking the personnel and the other prisoners. He has the ability to hear a person a few times and imitate his speech perfectly.
Anything else?
Makeup.
Makeup?
Yes, we allow the prisoners to put on plays. Last year, Conway made up the entire cast to look like movie stars. Did an amazing job.
Did he participate in any other prison activities?
No.
With that IQ, he might have used the library, huh?
He did. Here's a list of the books he read.
Oh, thanks.
All on horse racing. He seemed to be interested only in trying to work out a system for beating the races.
Mm-hmm.
I understand from his ex-cellmate that he was very proud of a formula he evolved just before his parole.
Oh, I see.
Here's a copy of his complete prison record.
Thanks very much.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, I don't think so. And thanks again, Warden. If I have any other questions after I've read this material, I'll call you.
The success of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is founded on several things, one of which is the ability to improvise and do the job with the material at hand. In this case, Agent Taylor studied the character of Don Conway, went over every report and record, then returned to see Agent in Charge Carter.
Worked out a plan, Taylor?
I think so, sir. The only thing that I can find that Conway's really interested in is horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the surveillance reports, he goes to the track every day. The only books that he drew from the prison library were about racing. His only interest is some elaborate system that he has for picking the winners.
Well, then I imagine your plan's tied in with horses.
Yes, sir. Now, Conway takes the racetrack train around noon every day. Well, I'm going to ride on the same train, sit next to him.
He won't be easy to strike up a conversation with.
Well, I've been reading a few books myself. One of them has a very complex method of picking the best horse.
Oh, I see.
So I'll have a racing paper, and when I start writing figures down on the margin, adding some and subtracting others, I think it might arouse his curiosity, sir.
Well, don't forget, he likes his privacy. So take your time. Try to make him come to you.
All right, sir.
And remember, all we're interested in is, has Conway got those bonds?
Yes, sir.
When do you expect to start?
This afternoon on the racetrack train.
Carter speaking.
Agent Taylor, Mr. Carter.
Are you making any progress?
I think so, sir. I've been riding that racetrack train all week.
Sitting next to Conway?
Well, not since that first day. He looked over a few times to see what I was doing.
You spoken to him yet?
No, but I let him know that I was on the train, sir.
How?
By being good and loud about all the winners my system has each day.
Have you kept an eye on him at the track?
Yes, sir, more or less.
How's he been picking them?
He lost every race yesterday.
He might be right to learn a new system. I think it's time for you to move back in.
All right, sir. I'll sit next to him again on today's train.
Divide that by half, is your 74.
A Mac.
Yeah.
Is that a system?
Yeah.
How's it been going?
No losing days yet.
Who are you making it first?
Jamie.
I don't put Jamie in the money. How do you figure him on top?
By my system.
What system's that?
It's kind of tough to explain. You got to really know the horses.
Let's see it.
Okay. Yeah. You take the speed ratings of each horse for the last three races. Add all three ratings. Now, you throw out anything on them off track.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of This Is Your FBI right after these messages.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome back Jerry Jewell, Jerry Jewell, star of Facts of Life, and Deadwood. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Back to the crime-stopping action, this is your FBI on WIN Radio Wise.
The hallmark of any FBI investigation is thoroughness. In this case, you have seen a plan based on that meticulous attention to details. A plan designed to gain the confidence of a suspected bank robber. Gaining that confidence is half the battle. But there is another half, which consists of getting the evidence. That was the part on which your FBI now embarked. Tonight's file continues a few weeks later at the local FBI field office.
Any news, Taylor?
Yes, sir. This racing meet closes next week. Conway's indicated that he's leaving town when it does.
For where?
Probably another racetrack, but I'm not sure.
Any chance of your going with him?
No, I'm afraid not. Oh, we're still friendly enough, but it's strictly on a racetrack basis. I can't even swing the conversation around to the war news, let alone the stolen bonds.
You been to his flat?
No, sir. I've hinted a few times that maybe one of us could pick the other up on the way to the train, sir. Mr. Carter, I think it's time to try our other maneuver.
All right.
Have you picked an agent yet?
Agent Putnam. You met Phil.
Yes, sir.
He grew up on a horse farm in Kentucky.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, I'll put it into action this afternoon out at the track. System made it competitive.
I bet baby doll.
Well, don't worry if you lose it.
Huh?
I got a way for us to win us a chunk.
Oh.
Remember me telling you about a trainer I knew back east? A guy named Phil Putnam?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, got in today. He'll give us a winner.
You take it. I handicap for myself.
What good's your handicapping if there's a fix in?
Huh?
Putnam's in the satchel business.
Well, how do you know?
Well, he got me out of hock a couple of years ago with a horse that paid $39.60.
Maybe this guy won't be able to do any business here.
What's the matter with you? You think he came all the way from Boston just to give his horses a train ride?
The winner of the night, competitive.
That's me.
Number three, baby doll,
Number one, Royal Bullfighter. If he is out, he is
okay. Don, I'm going over to the stable, see if I can find Putnam. You want to come along?
No. I got to try to get even.
Well, where you be later?
Around here someplace.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah?
In case you miss me, you better take my address and phone number.
Each step of a plan like this must be handled as delicately as possible, because the entire operation is one in which a single mistake, one move that does not ring entirely true, wrecks the whole structure. That evening, Agent Taylor phoned Don Carter at his flat and set up a date at a cheap saloon so he could meet Agent Putnam, posing as the dishonest horse trainer.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Here, pull up the chair. Don? Don Conway, this is Phil Putnam.
Hi, Conway. I hear you're interested in horses.
Uh-huh.
What do you have, boys?
Hmm? Oh, I'll stay with this beer.
Same here.
Ryan Ginger.
Hurry it up.
Well, let's get down to business. I got to get back to the stables.
Okay. Can you fix a race for us?
Yeah.
When?
Saturday. Getaway day.
Eh? What'd I tell you?
It'll cost money.
How much?
A G from each of you.
For what?
The other jocks and trainers.
Oh, that's too much.
I didn't come looking for you.
Oh, Phil, wait a minute. Sit down.
You told me
now,
you
don't
came up
sore
with a guy who likes to bet and he beefs about a G.
Come on, sit down.
Look, I don't care how much you bet or where you bet it. Ain't that worth $1,000?
Sure, Phil. Now, what's the horse's name?
That's what you find out when you two put up the dough.
Well, I'll go for my G, but not in cash.
Why not?
I'm pretty gonna tap myself out on that last race today.
What have you got?
Bonds.
Conway, you mind leaving for a minute?
Oh, he's okay, Phil. You can talk in front of him.
Are these bonds like the one you gave me last time?
Yeah. Well, you still got that guy back east who changes the numbers, haven't you?
Yeah, he's around.
Well, that'll cool these right off. They're negotiable. They're the kind with coupons.
Hey, you mean you got a guy who can change the numbers on bonds and make them okay?
Sure. With the numbers changed, they're as good as cash.
Hey, where you going?
I'll see you later.
Agents Taylor and Putnam stayed in the cheap saloon for a while, waiting for Don Conway to return and explain his sudden exit. An hour later, they received a call. The agent keeping a surveillance on Conway after he left the saloon reported that he had now returned to his flat. That was the word Agent Taylor had been waiting for. Now the next step could be taken.
Who is it?
Taylor.
Come in.
What's the matter? You ducking a phone call?
No.
I've been trying to get you.
I just got here.
What happened to you? Why'd you brush your guy off like that?
I want to get some bonds.
Where?
Out of a trash can, the alley on the next block.
Huh?
That's where I threw them this afternoon. I figured they were too hot to hold on to.
Hmm. Well, let's see them. I'll tell you.
By the time I got back, the cans had been empty. They're gone.
Carter, we've got a new problem.
What's that?
Conway threw the bonds away.
I know. We've got them.
Well, you have? How?
When he left his apartment to meet you at the saloon, the agent, keeping him under surveillance, followed him.
Yeah.
Conway ducked into an alley on the next block. The agent couldn't follow right behind him, but he searched the alley later and found the briefcase.
But he didn't see Conway discard it.
No.
Yeah. Were Conway's prints on the briefcase or the bonds?
No.
That makes it just about impossible to tie him into that robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carter, has any announcement been made?
I haven't even notified the bank yet.
Good. Maybe we've still got a chance.
Sanitation department. The trash from that alley is dumped at a lot number 6. Usually takes a whole day before this stuff gets shoveled into the incinerator.
So what?
Well, so the bonds must still be down at the dump. Let's try and find them.
And all that junk?
Well, the guy at the sanitation department thought there's a chance. Let's give it a try.
We can't tonight.
Well, how about tomorrow morning?
Well, okay.
Okay, I'll pick you up as soon as it's light.
Guy said the trash collected in that alley gets dumped over here in this corner. Here's the shovel.
Okay.
Let's start on the side here.
All right.
Hey, Conway, why'd you throw the bonds away?
Oh, I told you. They were like yours.
Hot?
Uh-huh.
Where'd you come up with them?
Job.
Yours?
Uh-huh.
Who'd you work with?
Alone?
Yeah, that's the best way. Oh, I called Putnam.
Yeah? When?
This morning.
All right, it's only 6:30 now.
Well, those horse guys, they get up early.
No. Well, what's the word?
He wants the dough by tonight.
Okay.
Hey, here's a briefcase.
Yeah, that's mine.
How do you open this thing anyway?
Give me it.
Yeah. Those are the bonds?
Uh-huh.
Hey, they're city bonds.
Oh, what about it?
I read about some of them the other day. Somebody grabbed a bundle of them in the stick-up last month, a bank job.
These are the ones.
Did you hear that, boys?
Hey, what is this?
That's a microphone buried in the trash.
Huh?
Those men in the truck heard your confession.
Hey, now wait.
They're FBI men, and so am I, Conway.
What?
You're under arrest.
Don Conway was convicted in a federal court and received a substantial sentence. Not only did the special agents in the truck at the city dump hear Don Conway's confession, but his words were transcribed with the tape recorder they operated. When Conway heard it played back to him, he immediately signed a written confession. Thus, your FBI not only apprehended the guilty man, but also recovered almost the entire amount stolen from the bank. In the early 1930s, rising young gangsters looked upon bank robbery as one of the most promising underworld professions. Bank robberies rose to a high of more than 600 in a single year, an average of almost 2 for every business day. Since 1934, when the Federal Bureau of Investigation was given jurisdiction over most bank robberies, the number has been greatly reduced. Another illustration of how your FBI protects your freedom, your life, and your property.
Lee Loner from April 25th, 1952. William Woodson served as the narrator. The announcer was Larry Keating. And the role of Agent Jim Taylor handled by Stacey Harris. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, Bob Bailey is Johnny Dollar in part 2 of the Shady Lane matter. When Radio Was continues with that right after this.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
Matt?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, though?
Come over here to the window.
Huh? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Azel Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at?
I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. From entrance detection to two-way voice to HD video, there has been a ton of great improvements in home security tech. So why not bring that same tech to your car? Chris Chu is from Nextbase, makers of the Nextbase IQ dash cam.
And as we probably know, you know, a lot of people who are lucky enough to own a house, their car is the second most expensive purchase that they've made in their life. So why wouldn't we expect some of the technology and securities that we would have from your home security in the car? So there's a lot more opportunity for your car to be in harm's way, and we think that there's a solution for that. And we're introducing the first truly smart dash cam with amazing video and technology around AI, spatial awareness, and cellular technology. Put all that technology together, we can solve some really great problems that you face every day.
More on the Nextbase IQ dash cam tomorrow. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was as we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, the Shady Lane Matter, which originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in the summer of 1956. This is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Ready with your call to Hartford, Mr. Dollar.
Thanks, operator.
Go ahead, Hartford.
Hello? Johnny?
Yeah, Pete.
A big, fat expense account, and you still reversed the call.
Had to. I'm phoning from a Crossroads store. Look, I need a quick fact or two in connection with the Ellen Bates murder. That $10,000 policy on Ellen's life. When was it written, Pete?
Oh, around 4 years ago. I'll get the exact date if you want to hang on.
No, that's close enough. I was hoping it was only a year or two back.
Knocks a pet theory in the head, huh?
No, but it doesn't help it any. Hey, is there also a policy on the life of Ben Bates?
Yeah, same amount. Taken out at the same time, right after they were married. Add up to anything?
A nice round zero.
What do the local authorities think?
The only local authority in Shady Lane is sitting outside in the car right now, and he thinks the same as I do.
Which is what?
We're both stumped. I'll be talking to you.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Shady Lane, Vermont, to the Home Office Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Shady Lane Matter. Expense account continued. Item 4, 7 cents, a copy of the Shady Lane Weekly Crier, the paper that prints the folksy news, according to the masthead. Maybe it would help, because the whole case seemed to have a folksy flavor. A young farm wife named Ellen Bates, a semi-invalid without a known enemy in the township, had been shot to death a month before. The killer, unidentified. Motive, unknown. Physical evidence, non-existent. Leads, none. I rejoined Constable Jed Bramler in the car and glanced over the paper as we drove onto the Bates farm. I began to realize that, folksy or not, the Bates case was probably going to be tougher than an old boot.
Now, we'll leave the car here at the road and walk up through the draw. I'll show you how it happened.
All right, good. This sure doesn't look like very good farmland.
Taint. Ben's got a few good acres north of the house, but most of it's like this. Won't grow much of anything, except in rocks. Takes a lot of scratching to make a go of a place like this.
Yeah, I imagine. And it would be even tougher if you had to take care of an invalid wife at the same time.
Yeah, I reckon it would. Watch yourself on that barbed wire, Mr. Dollar.
All right.
There's easier ways of getting to the house, but I figured you'd like to see how the killer got away.
And this is it, you think, huh? He fired the shot from cover and then...
Oh, she did.
All right, whichever. And then he or she ran back down this draw here and got away.
Yeah, must have been seen otherwise. But here in the draw, a person would be out of sight from both houses. Either the Bates place or the Preenies over on the other side.
I'll buy that one, all right. This brush is thick enough to hide a herd of cattle.
Yeah, once the killer got to the road, back where we left the car, might have gone any place.
Yeah, that's the trouble. This case is too full of mice.
Tried to pick up a trail in here, even brought in dogs, but they didn't turn up nothing. Dogs is mostly overrated anyhow.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, let's see now. Ought to be right about here some... Yes, there we are, over that way.
Yeah, I see the stake you put up to mark the place.
Nope, it wasn't me that put it up. It's a survey marker. But it's just about where I calculate the shot was fired from. Right about here.
What was the survey for, Mr. Bramler?
Highway Department. They was figuring to build a new turnpike through here last year. Fell through, though.
How come?
The whys of a public bureau ain't for mere man to know, Mr. Dollar. They finally picked someplace else a few months ago. Shame, too. Might have made this land worth something to Ben.
Another one of those mites, huh?
Now, look through the bushes there. Just to the left of that big maple.
Mm-hmm.
That's the corner, the parlor corner of the Bates house. And Ellen was sitting right there in that big front window when it happened. Ben has put the glass back in since.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been too difficult a shot from here.
Them old-fashioned squirrel rifles is mighty accurate.
And nearly everybody in the township has one.
That's about it.
It's not a matter of finding a needle in a straw stack. It's finding one special straw in a straw stack.
Mighty hard chore, I'd say.
So would I. So there she sat, an easy target, alone at her own front window.
Well, not exactly alone, Mr. Dollar.
Oh?
Alone at the window, yes. But Mrs. Preeny was in the room with her at the time.
The woman who wrote the anonymous letter accusing Ben Bates? I didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't seem to have no bearing. She just happened to be there. Brought over a cake or something from next door. She was always doing things like that for Ellen.
Uh-huh.
But Mrs. Preeny didn't see who fired the shot. She just heard the window glass crash and saw Ellen come half out of her chair and then fall on the floor.
An invalid, helpless, sitting there at a window. Now, what the devil could a woman like that do to make somebody hate her enough to kill her?
Mr. Dollar, if I could answer that, I would have somebody locked up by now.
If anybody did hate her, of course.
Meaning?
Maybe hate wasn't the reason.
Got a better one?
Oh, I'm just supposing.
Done quite a bit of that myself.
Hey, tell me something, Mr. Bramler. This waitress at the Shady Lane Cafe, the one Mrs. Preeny made the insinuations about.
Millie Wells?
Yeah, Millie Wells. Is she pretty?
Well, hard to say. Tastes differ. I reckon, though, most anybody'd call her pretty, though.
Well, what about that gossip Mrs. Preeny was spouting? Is it just a rumor? Or was Ben seeing Millie before his wife was murdered?
Hard not to see her. Ain't a very big town.
You know what I mean. Did he go out of his way to see her?
Oh, stopped in the cafe there once in a while. Cup of coffee, piece of pie. Doing all the cooking at home like he was. He got a mite tired of it, I reckon.
Well, what about now? Is he still seeing her?
Eats most of his evening meals there.
Is that all it amounts to?
Well, folks generally agree that there's some interest building up since his wife's death.
Well, what about his wife? Did she have any chance at all of getting well?
Nope. Not according to the doctors.
I see.
Mr. Dollar.
Yeah?
You are barking up that same wrong tree again.
Oh, it kind of adds up.
Figures lie sometimes.
Pretty girl, young and alive, interested maybe. An invalid wife, run-down farm, a $10,000 insurance policy.
All facts, true enough.
He wouldn't be the first man that went wrong with a setup like that.
Not Ben. I told you before, murder just ain't in his nature. Oh, come on. Let's walk on up to the house and talk to him.
Wait a minute, one other thing. That anonymous letter Mrs. Preeny sent us. Now, why would she go out of her way to get Ben Bates in trouble?
Hard to say.
I thought she was a friend of the Bates.
Of Mrs. Bates, yes, Ellen. But for some reason, she never has seemed to like Ben very much. I don't know why she done it, Mr. Dollar, but I sure wouldn't put no stock in what she said. It's just her nature. That's all it is.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
It was late afternoon. Long shadows were beginning to stretch out over the flinty ground. Almost the same time of day that Ellen Bates was killed. Killed by her husband, I was beginning to believe. And yet Constable Jed Bramler swore by Ben, his longtime friend. Human ties, human emotions, just plain folks. And a case that was growing messier and more vague by the hour. Not much sign of life.
Well, Ben's in and out. You never know.
Sounds like somebody coming around the house.
Mm-hmm. Must have been working out in the barn. Always plenty to do on a Flint Rock farm.
You come looking for it, Constable.
How are you, Grody? He said, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Been around?
I've been working out back, fixing spread.
Yeah, that's fine, Grody. Is Ben here?
Ben? No. No, Mr. Ben's not here.
Know where he is?
No, he's not here.
Any idea when he'll be back?
No. No, he didn't say. You can go in and set, though, if you want, Constable.
Maybe we will. Grody, this is Mr. Dollar. Grody Hawkins.
How are you, Grody?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Grody does odd jobs for Ben. Some of the other farmers, too.
Oh, I see. Were you working here the day Mrs. Bates was killed?
That's a lie. I wasn't even near here that day. And anybody that says I was is a liar.
Oh?
I was crew over on the other side of town.
We'll go inside and wait, Mr. Dollar.
Yeah, all right. See you, Grody.
Kind of gets excited when he figures he's being accused of something.
Yeah. He seems scared of you. Has he been in trouble before?
Well, petty stuff, like shooting game out of season.
Is he a good shot?
Dead shot. Never misses. Fact.
We waited in the parlor for a while. The room where Ellen Bates had died. Her picture was still over the mantel. A clear-eyed, sober woman, much younger than I'd imagined. The sun gradually set and the light on the picture grew dim, but Ben didn't come back. We gave up finally and drove back to town. I left Bramler at his office and walked down the street to the Shady Lane Cafe to eat dinner.
I'll be right with you, sir.
No hurry.
It'll be cooler if you sit there by the window.
Oh, fine. Thanks. There were a half a dozen tables in the place, all empty. I was the only customer. The girl was pretty and friendly and fitted the description of Millie Wells.
The pot roast is awfully good this evening. I think you'll like it.
All right. You've made a sale.
You're a stranger in town, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm investigating the murder of Ellen Bates.
I see.
Are you by any chance Millie Wells?
Yes.
Then I guess you're the person I'm looking for.
You worked very fast. I thought it would take longer.
Hmm?
Oh, I knew you'd find out, of course, sooner or later, but I was hoping Ben and I would have a little time together first.
I see.
We were fools to expect it, though. Once you've been tagged, you don't have a chance.
Did Ellen Bates have a chance?
I didn't give her the slightest cause to worry. I didn't let Ben know once how I felt. Not until after she'd been killed.
That was very considerate of you.
And I know he didn't give me one thought as long as she was alive. It's not in his nature.
So I've heard.
Doesn't it mean anything at all when a person has been acquitted?
Acquitted? Acquitted of what?
Of murder. What else? Isn't that what... Oh. I thought you knew. I thought that's what you...
I guess maybe you'd better tell me about it, Millie.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a sudden twist and a cool threat. A strange revelation. And the lies come thick and fast. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 2 of the 5-part Shady Lane matter, which originally played in July of 1956. The third installment airs at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier on This Is Your FBI, the narrator was the booming voice William Woodson. Now, some of you might know that voice for handling the introduction of a hit TV sitcom based on a Neil Simon play. I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, a 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes. This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Flora, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's Boston77 at 800-206-5002. Or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about This Is Your FBI narrator, William Woodson. And I mentioned in the 1970s, he voiced the introduction of a hit TV sitcom based on a Neil Simon play. The answer is The Odd Couple, starring Jack Klugman as Oscar and Tony Randall as Felix. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but please remember to take some time and visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.